You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Monster Voice from... Shut up, Lewis! Shut up, Lewis! September 6th through the 9th, Bobby Kelly's going to be at Side Splitters, Tampa. Good strip clubs. That's what I've heard. This is what I've heard. And then Wes Nyack at Levity Live, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm going to be there opening for Bobby, so you should come. Get a little double dip. Shut up, Lewis. And then he's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, starting September 20th through the 23rd. So go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Yes, and we are live.
Oh, boy.
We are live with the You Know What, Dude podcast. We are back. I am back, actually. I got a fucking big cast of characters, which I've been getting shit for, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the deal. Two people, I don't know, consists of getting shit. I think that's just opinions. I would say, I don't know if it's getting shit or the fans turning on me, or it's, you know, two people have left me, have taken the time to leave me very detailed and depth messages, emails.
And you read them?
Absolutely. I love reading them.
Oh,
listen, you know why? Because I know how hard, see, you take English and writing and for granted then because you know how to do it. Writing a proper email with grammar and commas where they're supposed to be.
You're in awe of it.
I'm in awe of it. The fact, and it means nothing. It's going nowhere. It's not changing anything. It's for naught.
Yeah.
And they still did it. Is like, wow. And they started out, they're fans of the show, first of all. They're just giving their critique.
Yeah.
The show has evolved from me on my iPhone to me and Joe to me, Joe and Dan to, you know, this, which is pretty fucking big. So it's, but look, it is what it is. I like the people I have on and I like the amount of people we have on. Right?
Yeah, nobody ever complains about the number of people in the studio on the Opie and or Anthony
show.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
Oh, really?
Well, it's like a radio show where it's before it was a I guess there's a difference there.
Yeah, but the nature of podcasts is to play radio.
No.
No?
Apparently not. Not in this email.
I'm just bummed that the two critics are articulate and use grammar properly.
But
I was
really
hoping it was a run-on sentence, lowercase. You know.
No, they were really good. But they're fans, so here it is. You know, I get. Look,
they
I get
fans.
I get this, is that sometimes people talk. Oh, when you get eight people in a room, people talk over each other. Like right now, it's a pretty mellow show. I mean, people, you get your shit in. Like Joe waited to fucking throw his nice
Joe List. Let's
he's a professional
because sometimes he's, there's a Joe DeRosa, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I actually do that.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't step on toes, Gah.
Gah.
No. Well, that's of course Gary Gumman, the great friend, great comedian, lover of mine. If I fucking was gay, Jesus Christ, would I lie next to you? You would make me feel, honest to God, you'd make me feel safe. Me and you would be a great couple.
I would love to have an Ernie and Bert-esque relationship
Whoa.
With you. Where we
yeah.
didn't have sex. We just shared a room and stayed up late bullshitting.
Yeah, we shared a room. You read. I fucking played on the internet, my iPad.
Yeah.
You know, went on MMA sites.
Yeah.
Right? And you were just reading with your glasses and your hair up.
I put my hair up.
Yeah, you put your hair out of a little mini
oh
scrunchie.
Oh, my God.
Is there a bathtub involved?
No, we don't take baths. We're men.
I'm a shower guy.
It was showers.
I'm not saying you do. I'm saying Bert and Ernie do.
Rubber ducky.
They had to.
Oh, yeah, they had to.
They had to because the hand would show.
But wasn't it cool when sometimes they would show them in full figure? when Bert was able to like tap dance to the pigeon song because they would use him as a string puppet.
As a marionette.
Called
it a marionette.
A marionette, yeah. Oh, it was brilliant. Even as a kid, I recognized how amazing that is.
We got of course, the fucking gunslinger, the truth, Joe List, is here, who I've missed dearly.
I thought we were together last week.
No, 2 weeks ago. The alcoholism. Listen, yeah, it kicks in. Sometimes it works the other way. You actually think things happen that didn't. Right. Instead of not remembering anything, you remember shit that didn't happen.
Right.
We have Godfrey is here.
Hello. I have to be different. Hello. What's up?
What's up, man? It's been a while. You said you were on my show back when it was just me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just me and you on a Yeti microphone.
Yes, the Yeti. And you have a team now. You're doing well.
Well, not a team. It's just a bunch of... You know what it is now? Is there's a bunch of people that I love to have on the show.
Yeah.
I think the consistent people... Kelly's here every week. Dan's here every week. Joe's... You've been a regular... I would call it a regulars.
There are regulars, and then there are friends of the show. I feel like I'm a friend of the show.
You're a friend of the show, Gary.
People just pop by. They come through when they want to, or you got to schedule it?
Well, I like to schedule it. Know what? Here's the deal. If someone knocked on the fucking door and there was a seat open, yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm not getting $1 million a show.
What if they knocked and there were no seats? What would you
sit down over there.
What if there was no over there?
You get the Liberace mic over here.
What if everything's just covered?
No fucking Narnia. What if we went to a closet?
Where's the pessimism coming
from?
It's not pessimism. I'm sorry. That's just Gary Goldman's view of it.
It's supposed to be mellow. I feel it's mellow because Gary's here. Because every time I'm around you, Gary, you're so zen-like.
Really?
You're calm. Before I speak to you, I'm like, oh, I feel calm now.
I find you to be a bit of a nervous Nelly.
Yeah, really?
I'll share with you the story of me.
He's a Bruce Banner
being assaulted at Trader Joe's recently. And then...
Ooh. All right, here's the deal. We got Gary, we got Kelly.
Hey.
Everybody knows. Kelly, your tits are fucking ridiculous.
I told you, I put on white.
Baby, ditto. Where?
I put on my gut and my stomach.
Ditto.
What?
Fucking, you're just a creep. He just looked at me and went, ditto. I don't know. What's going on? Looks like you got a boob job.
No, I put on white.
Because you stayed at my house.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I haven't worked out in like 4 weeks.
She stayed at my house. Well, we were out of town on vacation. Let's just get this out of the way. I was away on vacation. Uh-huh. I went back and did, there's so much that's happened. We know that we filmed the pilot. Actually, Godfrey is one of the stars of the show with me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He plays TJ.
Such a great couple.
Oh, you brought it up.
We shot the pilot.
Yeah.
Godfrey, we both earned the shit out of these roles. We auditioned, tested. Yep. We worked together at my apartment.
Yep.
We fucking, really, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that thing where it was like we helped each other try to get these fucking roles. And we got it. And then, even when we, like, the first day of shoot, we had a little rough spatches here and there. both of us were a little like, and then we made light of it. All right, let's get our shit together.
Okay, next day,
and we
bang.
Fucking, let me tell you something. I've never said this. Everybody knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out.
This show is fucking funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. And Godfrey, not for nothing. I said it last week when we did a show. He's you're fucking he's just an Adonis.
Oh.
He's got a fucking
and so incredibly talented.
Yeah, but
he didn't say those exact words.
Saying it is making me laugh.
No, I mean
really. He fucking
with
a bulletproof vest and a badge on the front hanging from his neck and a Glock 9 on his hip.
Oh, this
and they gave him designer stretchy jeans to wear.
Wow.
And there's me.
Who made the stretchy jeans? Seven for all mankind.
Ladies.
No, I don't know who did. I know they were pretty good. My girlfriend would approve because she's fashionista.
Your girlfriend's right over
right there. Right
there. We have a special civilian seat in the room. She's on the she's actually
chiseled because she has been training and feeding him, right? Doesn't she guide
she
your
helped me
guide
lose
guide
my
your
weight.
Nutrition?
She helped me lose I was like 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I remember seeing you at the Reebok weight. Sports Club and I thought you had cloned yourself.
You were heavier?
I was heavier and my girlfriend she just
He was eating donuts.
She grabbed my back fat one day and said, "Yeah. "You're fat."
Stop. You weren't. Look at
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm.
Let me tell you. Hang on.
For Godfrey, he was a wreck.
Look at. Stop.
Kim,
stop.
Godfrey.
Shut your face. Shut up. Look at me. I'm fat. You weren't fat.
Yeah.
You were fat for an in-shaped athlete guy. Fat. I'm fat. If your girl ever grabbed my back fat, she'd throw up. Okay? So let's
try it now. Do you want to
She grabbed it and like grabbed it and sort of shook it. And I was like, because my shirts and stuff, they were fitting differently. And I was like, yeah, it's because I've been lifting. She goes, no, it's back fat. You got to melt that fat. No,
hang
but
on.
I needed her to tell me
dude,
that.
Oh, okay.
I was working out the wrong way, and then she got me on a strict diet,
all,
and she
absolutely.
Got it all off.
I agree with that. That's but bad. If you shook my bad fat, it would form the shape of your hand. Do you understand? It's like one of those.
Like a barba papa.
It's
so if I punched
her. What the fuck? I have no idea what a barba papa is.
They're actually a Sunday morning cartoon.
That's a great
which was
name.
Usually shit, but they were a quality. Actually, it might have been Saturday, but at like 5:30 in the morning. The Barba Papa, they were, I think they were French originally, because Barba Papa means cotton candy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Barber.
But you pronounce it
Barba Papa? What is it called?
Jesus Christ. These guys?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Wow.
What is that?
They can change their shapes and sizes very easily.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know the song.
He knows the song well.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was we did the show. We filmed the pilot.
Yes.
It was fucking badass.
Oh,
The actual creator of the show came tonight, Dean Laurie, who's right now in the middle of filming the whole season of Arrested Development. He's one of the writers on that show.
Bringing it
Wait,
back.
That show's coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back. I'm going to explain this. It's coming back. They're shooting a whole series.
Yeah.
For Netflix, releasing the whole season in one day on Netflix.
Shit.
Have you ever watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like the best
it's
show.
The best. Tobias is
to me,
the
it's
best
the second,
character ever.
The second best show I've ever watched. Ugh. The best being Get a Life with Chris Elliott that was met an untimely demise as well. But Arrested Development, holy shit.
Very funny. I mean, you know who was on the show? It made me sad. What? Patrice.
Oh,
yeah.
And they actually, he said, we're going to bring him back, T-Bone. And, and they were like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. They were actually like, fuck. They were like, he passed away. They're like, wow.
Oh. Yeah.
You
man. That sucks.
Yeah, that kind of fucked me up when he told me that. And I don't think he knew that how close. I was thinking about him today. I actually went on YouTube and listened to him. He did this thing on ONA about Lady Gaga.
And how that is one of the funniest things that it's so funny.
He's talking about her trying to be meaningful and it's like, bitch, she's like, this next song is for the children of Mexico who died in an earthquake. Just shut
so
up.
Funny.
He kept doing it and kept doing it. And it just got funnier. And then he kept changing it. The stupid same song. He's like, this is for the Haitian dead babies. Bomb, 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 bomb. If you want to laugh, please go fucking listen to that YouTube clip.
As well as that one, there's the one where they go through all the Mel Gibson tapes when the wife, the Russian wife, it is some of the funniest mystery stuff over here. Just make it
funny.
Just like dissecting Mel just going crazy over the phone. I fucking love it. I've been listening to it a lot lately.
So anyways, we had Dean down tonight. We went to dinner. Uh-huh. We filmed that shit, man. Here's the thing. You have to explain to everybody it's a pilot.
Yeah.
It's a pilot. We shot a pilot. It's not a fucking... We shot a pilot, which everybody shoots. It's a good pilot. It has a lot...
Can you explain that to your mother?
I actually had to go to the Wikipedia and read the fucking definition of pilot to my mother because she kept calling me going, all right, so when the show, when is it going to air?
Yes, they drive you, they take the joy out of every accomplishment.
Ever.
Mom, making a special. Now, what does that mean?
Are you doing your skits? What's with your skits?
What is that? When's it going to air? When's it going to air? They ruin it.
Sometimes you just have
to be
quiet.
You can only tell other comedians. Only they'll
be
impressed.
Yeah, and it's the best part about other comedians. You'll say, "Yeah, I booked a pilot. That's cool," and they'll be mad. Like, what fuck? No.
But wait, didn't my mother call you?
Your mother is the sweetest person on the world.
Right, here we go.
God damn it! His mother called me to tell me how proud she was and how happy she was for me
that
I booked. I mean, listen to me. That's not it though. When I do shows in Boston, she'll come to my shows. His mother.
Wow.
That's sweet.
Right. And then we go out to dinner after, and we hang out, and sometimes I sleep over.
Whoa, I knew it was coming. Wait a minute. I knew that was coming.
In my room.
I knew it was
in
coming.
Your room.
In your
room.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's actually
whoa.
My room.
Yo.
That's
hey.
Called that's called playroom.
Oh. Does your mother listen to the podcast?
Her mother. I love his mother.
My mother doesn't have a computer.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
No, his mother is one of my favorite people.
That's good.
Genuinely. Like, you know, she just shows up and she's the sweetest person in the world. Unbelievable.
She's got a great energy and she's very enthusiastic.
I love her. I love her that the people that actually do it. You know, I went out to, not to bring Patrice, but me and Keith went out. Yeah. We took Patrice's mom to lunch. Oh, wow. Goddamn, she's funny as Patrice.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know that. She is fun. I remember this girl came up, this lady, white lady, middle-aged. We're at Legal Seafood, Copley Plaza. I mean, you can't get as whiter than that. You know what I mean? Boston, Copley Plaza, yeah, Legal Seafood.
And the interior decorator is like 1950s yeah. plush.
Yeah, it's like, arrows, like, you know, arrows and fucking swooshes. Yeah, did, like you Miami
did,
Vice.
You did quotes on legal. What was that supposed to imply?
What's that?
You had legal seafoods.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't, Joe.
Why is legal more white?
I don't know if
is there
I.
An illegal I think, seafoods that I think you think African Americans attend?
I think I did the
nice.
Quotes early.
Yeah, Red Lobster.
Nice.
I think I did the quotes too early. That's all.
Oh, that should have been a big laugh right there. Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, a.k.a. illegal seafood.
Oh.
That's a tweet.
Oh. Hey.
Tweet it. Tweet it.
We just did also the bandana. You guys haven't been here since the bandana's been introduced. It's for a bomb.
Yeah, if you throw out a nice hot one and it bombs, you get the bandana.
We don't even need it. Oh, really? No one's making
whoa,
jokes.
Why is it on mine?
It's the comedic equivalent of the dunce cap. I love it.
Yeah. So you kind of throw it.
Yeah, if you take a nice hot one, you get it. Yeah, this show
let's
is
get some sadder stories and throw bandanas at the story that's not sad enough. Boom.
Well, what's sad, Joe? What's sad?
Yeah, we get the Patrice thing and the mother, sweet mother thing. I'm crying over here.
Well, I was about to get into
you interrupted that, Joe.
No wonder you call him a gunslinger.
I was trying to get a joke going here.
No, we stopped. I appreciate it.
It's fat and you're gay and everyone sucks.
Wow.
And it's a whole
don't forget
thing.
About your little mouth.
Baby mouth. All right.
What's funny about that, I was thinking about it. I started the baby mouth. Yeah. It wasn't even like someone like, ah, oh, look at him. I was
no, we
just
thought
like,
it.
Oh, yeah,
no,
just,
we thought it. We just, believe me.
Somebody, I started this thing. I'm getting all these tweets that I got a small mouth and I'm a douche because of it.
It's like that doll from growing up, Baby Alive. Remember?
Baby Alive.
That doll had the tightest mouth. smallest.
Here it is. Baby Alive, soft and sweet. She can sleep and she can eat.
Yeah.
Your Baby Alive mouth.
That's $60 now. If you want a Baby Alive, you have to get $60.
My eyes aren't that far apart.
There's
though.
The mouth.
I want to see the first person to mail in a baby. Here's the for Joe.
Here's the deal. You can. Someone actually sent me a link to a for you to get you a Bob Barker microphone.
That's really funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's really funny. That's really funny. For his mouth.
He's the only one who ever used that microphone.
For his baby mouth.
Maybe Gene Rayburn might have used it on
Match
Game.
What's his name is using the mic? What's his name?
Drew Carey?
Drew Carey's using the mic. He's using the Bob Mark.
That's actually a regular mic. His hand's so fat, it looks like a Bob Mark.
No, he's skinny now.
How did Drew Carey
Drew Carey
hate stand-up?
Give me the fucking
give me here. Handkerchief, that was dumb.
Bandana's stupid. It's not the 1920s.
No. Ugh, I'm going to throw it at you, too, for laughing. Stunk.
I should throw it back at you. You don't get to tell people their jokes aren't funny. If
we think it's
funny.
Well, I thought that was the rule.
No, you don't. No, nothing. No. Everybody has to agree with you. Not just you going, that's not funny.
Did they agree with
you? No, they didn't.
I stopped feeling bad. I remembered it was a story about Patrice's mother.
Patrice's mom. So here you go. Let me go back to it.
Okay.
We digressed a little bit. Me and Keith took her out to lunch at Legal Seafood.
Okay.
And this old, you know, middle-aged white broad was sitting at the table with her other friend. And they come over. They go, hey, to Keith, we're going to go see you tonight with Wanda. We're very excited. And he was feeling, you know how you feel when somebody kind of recognizes you.
Yeah.
And I go, really? Oh, that's great. Who is he? What's his name?
Oh,
you should have saw his face and her face. She went, Kevin?
Oh.
Wow. I'm
which is the worst thing. And Patrice's mom fucking dropped an oyster to laugh. She fucking bent over laughing. Kevin, what? Laughed just like Patrice, man. Oh, we were both pointing at pointing at stupid and going, Kevin. The white lady got uncomfortable and just, I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? And just walked away.
Oh, I remember
that was mean.
When we, the last year, Patrice's oh God, the barbecue, because me and my girlfriend go all the time. And I met his mother for the first time when we were going to the, you know, you go inside, go to the restroom, and I just see this lady sitting right by the bathroom. She goes, and who are you? Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just Jesus' friend. Well, I'm his mother. And then she just started kind of shitting on me right there. She was like making fun of people as they went to the bathroom. I'm like, this is where Patrice's mom get, where Patrice gets this shit from his mom.
I'm telling
it was
you.
Pretty funny.
Patrice's mom is fucking funny, man.
She's a funny
she came
lady.
To my show on the Wilbur.
This
you know,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it sucked. I appreciate all the fans that came out. I had to do Rhode Island on Thursday.
The Konami Connection, that place?
Rhode Island on Thursday. I had to do the Hooky Lau on Friday.
Hooky Lau.
Sold out, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, they figured out a way how to get people in because it was packed, and it was fucking great.
Wow.
Except for a lot of drunk people at the Hooky Lau.
But that's really hard to sell out the Hooky Lau. It's huge.
And, how big is it?
And then, I don't know. No,
it's like
at least
500.
550 or something like that.
So then we did.
That's great, Bob.
Then we did the Wilbur. But here's the thing. You know, it wasn't all right. Last time I was there, great. Sold tickets, made bonus, was fucking awesome. This time, October. I was in October last time. This time it's, you know, fucking.
August, yeah.
Summer.
The, you know, the second to last week of August. No kids are around. It's fucking everybody's on vacation. It was fucking. It was hard to sell a ticket, but I did. Lost my voice again. And I lost it on the shoot, too.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the fans because it's like I'm struggling to get through the fucking set.
Why does that happen? Are you not using your...
I lost it in Vegas. No, you know, dude, I've been doing my thing for years and never had a really problem with it. And then in Vegas, something happened to my throat.
MMA.
I lost my... What?
MMA, cheering. You cheer. You go,
I didn't know.
Get him!
Nope, lost it before that show.
I thought you were trying to change the subject. I was kind of excited about it.
No, I thought it was because when you were in Vegas, you
what
were
you? All right,
MMA.
Stop. Let's fucking stop. What do you want to talk about, List?
I'm just joking. I don't know.
Go ahead, List. It's your show. What do you got? What do you got, Joe?
Give it to him, Bobby.
What do you got, fucking little mouth?
I'd like to hear Gary's story.
Go
ahead. What's the story you'd like? What story would you like
I'm
to hear?
I'm joking. Let's hear more about the mouth and the last thing and the thing. You lost the mouth. You lost your... Sorry, mouth. You know, I'm thinking mouth.
Can I just say something? He's got a good point. Joe, List has got a good point. It was getting very boring.
No, I like it.
So anyways... Yeah. It was. I was moving on to that. I lost my fucking voice.
Okay.
But then I made it to vacation. I went to New Hampshire from Saturday night, no, Sunday morning to Monday morning. I was in the White Mountains. Dude, I could be a redneck. I could grow a beard, let my hair grow fucking out, just be bald and fucking wear shitty shorts, like fucking in hiking boots. Just shitty Merrell hiking boots and a bandana always on me with some type of buck knife. I could definitely do it, dude. I was in the woods. I was hiking every day up fucking mountains, going to fucking pools and waterfalls, and I was fishing. I'm just a fucking redneck.
Yeah.
I love it. I have a boat.
You bought a boat.
I have a boat.
That's, wow. It's like a pocket boat, right?
What the hell's a pocket boat?
Dude, he has like a pocket boat. He can like fold it and put it in a backpack, right?
That's a backpack boat.
That's a pocket boat.
No,
compared to what boats are stored, that's a pocket boat. He has literally an instant boat, boat.
How do you blow it up? With a black pump?
Only Robert would find a pocket boat.
It's a Sea Eagle. It's a blow-up pontoon boat.
Sea Eagle. I have a Seahawk.
Oh Lord!
I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. That sounded like a horrible joke. It's an actual thing. The Seahawk. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, I know what a Seahawk is. You have a Seahawk?
Well, my brother-in-law has one, but I use it.
Wow!
You have a boat?
Yeah.
No,
where
you
is it?
Don't.
It's at my brother-in-law's house.
But is it your boat or
he's
is it his
my boat?
Boat
but I was mooches. Saying,
you
know, mooches.
So that your brother-in-law has a boat.
Yeah. Well, I miss.
So you don't have a boat,
spoke.
Jay.
I don't have a boat. Why would I have a boat? I don't have a boat.
Yeah, you whipped it. You go. I have a Seahawk.
Caught in a lie. So quick.
Well, I'm saying
I'd rather fold it
immediately. I don't know about you, Joe. You might fold on the question.
You're a boat mooch.
Oh, jeez.
A boat mooch. Yeah, I don't like the way you just whipped it. I got a boat too. See, fucking
imagine,
crescent.
The proverbial the eye.
People pleaser.
Just want some street cred.
Hey, dudes, I gotta go.
All right, I'll see you.
I'm gonna go back down. I just wanted to hang out for a second. I gotta do my show.
Where are you going?
I'm coming back.
On the pirate.
On the pirate.
Pilot.
The pilot.
It's a pilot.
Pilot.
What are you, Japanese? What was that? Then the pirate. Go on, and a pirate. Hey, good luck on your pirate.
Jesus.
Good luck on your pirate.
Is that Louis Gomez?
Godfrey, good luck on your pirate.
Spirit of Louis.
The end of this podcast. Yeah.
No, I would like to come back again.
Yeah, come back.
Is it every... What's today?
Tuesday.
Is it all at this time?
We do it every Wednesday at around 10 in the morning.
Thank you.
Come back anytime you want.
Be here by 9:30.
How was that, Joe? My back?
That was great. I loved it.
No, I just wanted to stop by, see what I've never seen this place before.
All right, well, come back.
I knew there was something creepy.
If we're doing a TV show together, this show is over, so we won't be doing it here anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
God.
Oh, jeez. Kelly just shit her pants.
Oh, boy.
You again, bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
you
cool.
The table?
Wait, what's not normal about that, Joe?
Yo. Oh,
good. Wait. Sign in a good spot.
Oh, what?
There we go.
All right, there you go. Awesome.
That was here.
That's it. No, don't fucking do that.
What happened?
You don't fucking tell Kelly, you fucking asshole.
That's what you have to do.
You're an asshole.
You have people. How are you people?
I told you not to fucking let
people
do that.
Signing on shit. You don't fucking want them to sign.
You're not supposed to sign all your stupid shit after. No. Don't fucking do it.
You
take the pen away from
me. How are you telling people to?
It's her. It's not you.
Fucking this up.
Wait.
It's not you. It's not you.
We're writing graffiti and you're correcting me in the graffiti.
It's not you. You're supposed to just sign your name. Not was here. Not fucking this or that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The only two. Yeah, it's not you. It's her.
You should say, just say your name. Just put your name. Don't put was here. Don't put the date, the time. None of that shit.
That's what I said.
Say it to her. Say it to her.
That's what I said.
What the fuck? You should have told
her, Godfrey.
And now I feel like I fucked up his shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm the only dumbass.
No, you're not.
This thing that says
there's another guy. The other guy did it. You know who did it?
Fear the beard.
Who's that?
What's his name?
Felonious
Monk. He's a black comic.
He's a black comic. Are you whispering, stupid? Robert never whispers.
I tried to whisper black.
No, the way you did, you were like this. He's a like you. All right, Archie Bunker. He's a black.
He doesn't eat at legals.
No, but he was like this. Godfrey, he's a color. Nobody got that.
First of all, nobody got that joke, dummy, because you did quotes. It's radio.
I know. I do a lot of physical stuff. Is it radio? I thought it was a podcast.
Yeah. I'll see you next time.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later, God.
I'll see you later. I'll see you guys.
Bye.
See you around.
Bye.
Peace.
Your girl is the nicest person ever.
He's awesome.
She just sat there quietly.
Yeah.
She's awesome, man.
You know what you guys need to do, though? Get some sleep. You both look tired.
Shut up.
She looks tired as shit. Goodbye. Look at him. He's just an Adonis. Can't stand it. He looks so good. Anyways, yeah, so Kelly, you fucked up.
And I didn't want to, because I thought
you didn't want to what?
Because we were recording, and I didn't want to.
You say what, Kelly?
I didn't want to sound like an asshole while we were recording, and then he looked like he stopped and went to grab the pen, and then he started, and that's when I went, no.
Kelly,
no.
What are you supposed to do when you tell people
I'm
the fucking
to
sign?
Tell them just your name. Don't
How
do
many fucking
else?
Times?
I know.
And it's your
I'm
fault.
Sorry. It is my fault. I'm sorry.
Joe, what do you have to say?
I mean, you're part of this fucking show now. I said it all before.
Say it.
Well, you know, you just got to say, you know, it's the same thing you said. Well, I got to say it again.
I want her to fuck, because you're going to barrel it into her fucking Australian head.
Well, sign your name and your like name that. Only.
But yeah. I just sometimes you, assume Gary. People just don't, like,
what?
Sometimes I just, like, I have too much faith in people that they're just not going to, you know.
But that's how you, everyone that's ever signed anything writes, you know, nothing's finer than being in your diner.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to smash. I want to smash a guitar over your head.
It's a Seinfeld reference.
That really plays with me.
I had a great zinger when you were talking about you're going to be a hiker and you're going to wear a bandana.
I saw a picture signed by Seinfeld on Melrose at a leather jacket store, and it said, "Nice leather we're having."
Oh, whew. God, that was.
It was so corny.
Someone should be able to cut his Achilles.
He would have winced when he was writing at himself, though. He'd have been like, ugh.
How is it tonight? I'm on stage for the first time at the Cellar in 3 weeks. And you just, you know, you're doing good. You're doing great. And the crowd's like, fucking, I'm like, wow, this is great to be back. And then you come off and just Louis C.K. is waiting in the hallway for you to get off. You know, they would just, I went over a little bit. So they're like, you know, everybody's like, fuck you. Like, I didn't know it was him. And then you come off. And then he goes in. The crowd just goes, like, ugh.
How did they know that Louis was there?
Huh?
How did they know that Louis was there? The crowd.
They didn't.
But you said that they...
I came out, hey. And he's standing there just waiting. Oh. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Hey, what's up? And he's just, you get fucked in your head like, oh, he was listening.
I don't want to. I know. You wish you had tried out some new stuff. I always think that. I wish you'd probably seen him those jokes before.
Yeah, he's going to go up and do a new 20 because, because he has it.
Yeah, he's ruining our laziness.
He really is. He fucking is.
When we first started, what did they tell you? If you got 5 or 10 minutes a year, you were doing great. You were prolific. Now, if you're not turning your jokes over every 6 weeks, you're lazy.
If you don't have a new fucking hour, if you're not a savant and fucking edit, direct, film, fucking cast, and everything from your one bedroom on the...
You're a pretender.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, but do you think if like, and I'm not saying this about Louis at all, but do you think if someone's turning over an hour of new material every year, that there's a lack of quality?
No.
It's all not brilliant.
Not with him.
How dare you?
Why would you ever talk about Louis like that?
Are you watching
Louis.
It, you little bitch?
I'm not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I asked the question.
Listen, yeah, but I've already done the due diligence. This stuff is brilliant.
Jesus.
Ugh, it's beyond all of us.
Hey, here it is.
It's depressing.
Here's the deal. When you find that voice.
Right.
Look. You can look
back to the voice again?
When you can look.
Yay, Joe.
The truth.
I wasn't going to get a backup on the Joe's on Fire chant, but I clapped anyway.
Thanks, buddy.
buddy? Really, buddy?
We're getting along. This is great. I like it.
Quiet down.
Here.
He was about to drop some knowledge. You blasphemer. I can't believe the blasphemy that Stuka threw out there.
All right. Drop a truth bomb.
Now the pressure's on. I can't do it.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Shut up! When you have that voice... the irritable coffee is kicking in now.
Irritable Gary. This is not the Gary I met
before. How fucking uncomfortable is Godfrey sleeping while he's talking? Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, he's like, what? Wake up, motherfucker.
Do you think he really had to go?
No. I think his girl texted him, we need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. Would you really want to sit here? Well, she has a real job. Works all fucking day, up probably at 5 a.m. And then why is your eye closing?
Because I just remember the days of having a woman, where are you? Where are you? And now I'm having a fucking conniption just thinking about it.
Going back to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, back to Louis. I think that it's now, the game has fucking changed a little bit. Mm. I think so. But I think, though, like, look, if you get a show and your money is about, you're making money, you have money.
Yeah.
You can go up and just talk.
Yeah. Well, he found that voice.
He found the voice. Yeah. But it's also, dude, the fear is gone. When he was just a writer, he came in and did the same fucking set that he was doing all the time.
15 years.
We've said it a bunch of fucking times. But
I wanted to ask you a question about somebody that when we started was huge and never wrote a joke. He would just kill every single time and made millions and got really famous, and then I don't even know if he does stand-up anymore. That young man's name was Anthony Clark. You knew exactly who I was talking about.
Yeah, you know too, Joe.
He was amazing, but was it just that we were starting out and anybody who killed that hard was amazing? He was really good, wasn't he?
He was the time when you were coming up, and if you were a character, or you were getting... They gave out deals. They gave out those development deals, the holding deals.
Right, but
they
gave out. He would destroy. He impossible to follow.
But here's the thing. Back then in Boston, you could destroy
okay.
all the time doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what comedy was. They didn't. There was no fucking.
So he wasn't as good as we thought he was.
Look at the curve. No, he was.
Okay.
But the curve wasn't out there.
Right.
You did the same shit every night. You go up and Sweeney went up and went fucking Morrissey Boulevard, fucking Guadalajara,
Hotland,
fucking Hotland, fucking hot stuff, fucking
corn.
Gosh, that Boston accent.
So But the person himself, it didn't matter what he was saying. It was the way they were saying it, who was saying it. And he was one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, they can just go up and just fucking kill it because of who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, there's certain guys that have to write good jokes because they have nothing else. If they went up and just talked. Seriously, hilarious guys that really do well and have great material. But if there's nothing else to it. You
right.
couldn't watch them just be there for an hour. I can go on stage and just fuck off for an hour. I'm one of those Boston guys that it can but it can be detrimental to you because you can rely on that. And I, like I was saying this, I said this to my wife after the Wilbur show, I need to go back to comedy. I need to work harder on my comedy. I need to focus on my act again because I've been so all over the place with other shit for the last year.
Right.
The book, the it was the movie, the book, then the script, and now this show that we just filmed, and now, you know, there's something else going on. Well, dude, it's like I do comedy and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. I'm pulling it off.
Yeah.
Because I can. Because I'm a 20-year veteran, but I don't feel fucking, I don't feel good about it. I didn't feel good about the Wilbur show as I did the last time I was there.
Okay.
I felt good at Rhode Island because I was a comic. I decided to take the end of my act and do it up front, take the middle and do it after that, and then do the beginning sprinkled in. And I fucked with it and took a chance, and it worked out. And then I worked in some new shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt better about that than I did.
It makes you more present.
Yeah, dude. I mean, fuck, I got to come up with an hour every 6 months, every year.
Let me ask you this. How are you coping without Alan, our therapist, in town for this entire month?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
I don't know, dude. I don't even know if I can.
He's coming back next week.
Yeah.
Do you know that 2 years ago, I called him during his vacation? I bobbed him?
I did it last year.
You were Bill Murray.
Yeah. You did call?
I did it last year.
Oh, my God. I was in dire straits.
Oh, God.
I think I cried for 7 hours straight.
What?
I'm exaggerating, but I was very sad.
Yeah.
A couple of summers ago.
I did it last year.
And I had to call him. And it's the ultimate in giving up, I feel. I just couldn't cope. I had the doll that looks like him, and it wasn't enough.
What?
He gave me the doll that looks like him.
Oh, I gave him that doll.
Oh, really?
What the fuck is going on?
I didn't know that, Bob.
Well, yeah, I gave him that doll.
He also gave it to me backstage at the when I taped my special.
We came to your special?
No, he gave me that doll to have backstage at my special.
He did? He basically gave you a mini him.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
That is so creepy.
Well, you didn't ask for it. I asked him for it.
I didn't film a special either.
I asked him for it.
Wow. Well,
you know what's weird?
What?
Yeah, dude, I did it last year during a hurricane.
I remember the hurricane? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this time last year.
This time I quit smoking. It's been a year, by the way.
Yeah. Woo.
Oh, congratulations. That's huge.
But I called him last year, but dude, I don't fucking
How did you find him?
I had his number. I have his cell phone number.
Okay.
You have that, right?
I got it through channels.
You know what we're doing?
I got it through channels. I had to get it through his family somehow.
We're like old Yentas on vacation. You got the townhouse with the kitchenette.
Got his number? How did you get his number?
I did, but you got the parking? I got the parking, yeah. We have the breakfast included. Oh, we didn't get that. Oh, you didn't. You didn't, but this is what you do. Let me see if I can hook it up for you.
Yeah. I was able to get in touch with him.
Yeah. I came to this conclusion that everybody I know is a fucking piece of shit.
Ugh.
Including myself. There's no way around it. Everybody I know, even you, Gary, even you, is going to fail me.
Oh, God.
Hang on. Well, let me finish.
All right.
Is going to fail me because my expectations are so high on friendship or family because, you know, what's wrong?
I mean, you're calling me a piece of shit here.
I didn't say piece of shit.
He said he's going to finish.
Oh, let me finish.
I didn't interrupt that time.
you went, oh, Jesus, and I thought you shit your pants.
Well, I'm expressing concern.
Well, I'm saying this, and tell me if I'm wrong, that everybody is a problem at some point or another, and it all comes, and even me. You know, I'm fucked up. Everybody's fucked up.
You got to ask for what you want.
Yeah, but here, that's our therapist.
You also got to know what you want as well.
No, it's look, you have, everybody's fucked up. You have your issues, dude. There's things that you just do because it's you.
Yeah.
That is going to fucking conflict with me. That's why I think you get a wife. I think your wife is the closest thing to what you want, like that doesn't fuck with you or doesn't aggravate
you. Let you down.
As you can get. And that's why, and later in life, guys go, you know what? I'm just going to be with her most of the fucking time.
Wow.
Because I can be with her. If I'm with you, we fought, dude. We've been together. Yeah. I love you to death. You're one of my closest people. I love you, but we've been there. We've pissed each other off. We've been nose to nose. Fuck you in a hot tub in fucking Mexico. Shit. Going, go fuck yourself at 2 a.m. with people like literally getting scared in the hot tub because we were going to fight each other.
Yes.
We've been there more than once.
Yeah.
You know?
In a hot tub of all
I mean, we, look, we've made up.
In the kitchen of an Italian restaurant.
Yep.
And also we had it out.
In a theater in San Francisco, in Seattle.
And Jay Davis tried, it might have been San Francisco. Davis tried to give us an exorcism. It got so bad.
Yeah, he grabbed both our shirts and was, the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Like a lunatic.
And I looked at him and went, he's Jewish. This isn't going to work. It's going to work halfway.
Did you have a bandana after that?
What's that?
All right. Now, how does that relate?
Hang on. There you go.
How does that relate to?
Put that around your face like a bandit.
How does that relate to Alan? So you find out that you're a piece of shit.
Well, because he hasn't been around.
Piece of shit,
he hasn't been around.
And you're going to share with that with him when you get back to his office on whenever.
I realized this during this last month of him not being around is that everybody, I've been in situations where everybody's fucked up. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I fucked up too. There's no way out of it. It's like, it's not worth it to try to, I'm not going to argue with Joe. If you do something to me, I'm not going to go, fucking dude, you fucking do this and you do that. And you're going to change if you want to. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to accept certain things from people, and just that's the way they are. Let it go.
Accept yourself and accept them.
Yeah, that's one thing.
And tell them what you want.
I loved it the day he told me I could accept myself for being fat. He said, just be for you. It's who you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can be fat? He's like, yeah.
He's like,
just be fat.
Did you say Kermit the Frog?
No, it's a little bit deeper.
It's a little bit deeper. Well, you've never been to therapy.
No, I years ago I was. Not with this guy.
Do you not believe in therapy?
I believe in therapy. I can't afford therapy.
He's on a scale.
I would love to be.
He's on a scale.
Great. Thanks for sending me another person who's going to lowball me.
I'm off the scale.
If I
too
can,
low.
My budget for it.
Yeah, if Kelly goes to his wife, if she can go, you can go.
Yeah, I had one of those things like you
Kelly
guys.
Kelly makes more money than me.
Kelly makes more money than you?
I don't know about that.
No, you know what she does? She waits tables.
Yeah.
Kelly makes more money than
yeah,
me.
No, I don't.
You depend on comedy gigs.
We'll go through a budget. I mean, we don't. No, but I had one of those moments. You talk about that, you know, calling him on the holidays. I had one of those moments with Bev where I had called her during, I was at work, waiting tables, and was like, I need to see you today. Can you free today? And she's like, yeah, okay, 4:30, come in. And I went straight after work. I went and saw her. I had like a fucking meltdown.
Not the same. We interrupted his vacation to have a phone session.
Oh, my God.
You just made an appointment.
Yeah,
what about Bob?
I had an appointment 2 days before.
You showed up with a goldfish.
Baby steps. I took baby steps to his vacation house.
What a fucking movie.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Oh, my
it's
God.
So good.
What a fucking movie. He made two of the most uncomfortable great movies. Groundhog Day and What About Bob. What
Ryerson?
The fuck?
Nettie Ryerson?
What a great... What About Bob is such a silly, great movie. How great is Dreyfus, though?
Oh, my God. And it's actually really, it's really deep when you get to it.
He's going
to
kill him.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking murder him.
It's so dark. That's what I meant to say. Not deep. Dark.
Yeah he's going to, I hooked it up. I straightened it out for you. You didn't have to fucking admit it.
Thanks.
I straightened it out for you. I took you back down the right road. You took a left. I said, right. I took you. We're on the road. We're out there. Yeah, dude, what a fucking great movie. But it's true, though. It's like this last month, I'm fucking... I've been fine, but right, and I'm sitting there going, I'm all right. Look, and I kind of had some revelations. Like, you know, look, everybody I know is flawed. Yeah. What I mean by asshole, that's like a Boston way of saying flawed. Everybody's not perfect. Yeah. Everybody's going to disappoint me because you're not perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
We're not mind readers.
People hate me. People, friends of mine are mad at me right now, and I don't know why. But I know it's because of something I did, and I have to accept that.
But why won't they tell you what they're mad about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's their problem.
It's not, but it's not. I get it. I did something. I'm a fuck up too. I fuck up all the time, dude. I fuck up all the time. Me and you fucked up. Like Joe.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fuck up.
You are. You are a fuck up, dude.
Oh yeah, I'm a nut.
I mean, what do you think your fucked up shit is? What do you do that makes you a shitty person and a shitty friend? To yourself and to the people you know.
I don't think I'm a shitty person or a shitty friend.
I do. Listen, this is what...
yeah, he's back. Come on. on. All
that
right.
Was a 43-minute setup we just had. All right. Here we go. That was.
I want that bandana off because of that one. That was a good one.
I'll take it. Setup. I'll take it. I'll try.
Just leave it on the table on that one. It's never been on the table.
Never on the table.
That's funny. 43-minute setup. I love it. This is what we need video on this show because he actually looked at his watch that he doesn't have.
Oh, classic.
Commitment.
That is great.
Good classic. For you, Jay.
I don't think I'm a shitty friend. I think I'm a lunatic. I don't think I'm a shitty friend.
Well, what's the difference?
I mean, I get hives every 2 days because I'm a crazy person. But I don't fuck over friends or anything.
That unsettles me, Jay.
What makes you a lunatic?
I don't know.
Have you ever friends fucking yell at you and tell you you fucked up?
Oh, yeah. I fought with
like
all my
what?
Friends.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know. I can't think of an example right now. But
when was the last time you fought with a friend?
I don't know. I don't know. Usually it's drunk. Stuff or something. I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
You can't remember
the
last.
I don't
fight
with my friends all that much.
Really?
Right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know why I'm looking at everyone else.
Well, here's the thing: is you don't have. I'm saying it like you have to tell me one. You can say I don't. You don't have.
To. I don't. I can't.
You're trying to come up with something. Like it's not an improv where you're denying me.
Have you ever fought with Dan?
Yes, and.
Have you ever had a big fight with him?
I don't think we fight because Dan's too agreeable to get in a fight with.
Yeah,
I could be like, "You're being a fucking, you're a piece of shit," and he'd be like, "I am a piece of shit."
Yeah,
he really is. He really is a neutral motherfucker.
He is the neutralist. Neutral.
He's a fence sitter, but there's something about Dan that is, I don't know, man. It's just he's a good. You can see that he's a good-hearted person, but he fucks up. Just fucks up. He's just. Dumb? I don't know if it's dumb or doesn't. Like, I gave him shit for not doing. I wanted him opening for me at the Wilbur.
And
and he just. I was like, dude, let's make it happen. Go, let's. I want you there. First of all, he was opening for Anthony Jeselnik. It's like, dude, you're on my show. You're on my show every week. I fucking exposed you. I fucking made you. I'm Mo Green. I was banging cheerleaders. Go ahead.
I made my bones when you were banging cheerleaders, but
yeah.
But
what's up?
Dan was. I heard that story, and it sounded like first of all Dan wanted to work, and then wasn't it the case that you needed him to call, but he wasn't going to make the call.
I just didn't. Here's the thing: is I don't want to force somebody. In my head, I'm like, maybe he doesn't want to open for me. Maybe
no. Of course, he would want to.
Yeah, but I don't know that, dude. When I wanted to open for somebody, right? I would be like, dude, can I do it? Can I do it? I'd be like, I really want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'd call and be like, dude, am I opening for you? He never fucking, just let it go. Like, I brought it up to him, and then he just let it go. Yeah. And then I never heard from him again. Never heard from the club. Never heard from him. And it's like, I don't want to chase somebody to open for me.
Right.
I'm not going to chase you. It's 2 days before. I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
I don't have the fucking time. All it was is one phone. Hey, bro, am I still opening for you? Fuck yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean?
But if it's a travel thing, I think most openers assume that you're going to make their arrangements for
he was already there for Anthony Jeselnik. That was already taken care of.
Wow.
That's why I'm saying it's like, dude, you're going to be there anyways.
But aren't you? I've had the opposite. Aren't you the headliner? Can't you just be like, I'm bringing Dan Soder, and then you go, Soder, you're all set?
I said that. I said, I want the same. I probably fucked up. I was joking. I said, my agent said, who do you want? My management said, who do you want to open for you here, here, and here? I said, I don't care for Providence. And for Hoogie Lau. Another thing, too, is I don't want to take a work away from local Boston guys. I don't want to do that. I want to be the guy that comes in and brings his fucking guy from New York. You know what I mean? But I said the first two shows, local guys, whoever it is, I don't care. Because they always put, that's how I met Joe List. They always put good guys in front of me. Yeah. And then I said, I want the same opener that Jeselnik has from my Wilbur date, which is Dan Soder.
Yeah.
And then a day before we're doing the gig, I get who do you want to open for you? Wilbur. It's like, he never said anything to me. Dan never called me. They fucked up. Now it's like, and then it just so happened that Tom Dustin texted me at that moment. Dude, I had a gig fall out. You want to open? I was like, fuck yeah, just him, go. Yeah. I don't have time. It's like, I called Dan. I was like, what are you doing, you fucking idiot? Just call me. And
I've been in the position, like with DePaulo for years, would be like, yeah, I want you to open for me these dates. And I'd be like, well, is there a number? Do you have a guy? And he's like, well, I'm not your fucking agent. And I'm like, I know, but I'm your friend, and I don't know where. I can't just call a club and be like,
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the logistics there?
Yeah, but
sometimes
he,
it can be hard.
Yeah, but he didn't even do that. He Dan went, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and then right. I never heard from him. If he had called me up and said, is there a number? I'd be like, yeah, here's the number. Just call. All right, but let me take care of it. Right. I just forgot. And then it's like, I don't have time to be your agent, too. I don't have time to be your fucking manager and make sure. So you're cool with the gig? How much do you want? Just talk to me.
I always feel it's because I'm disorganized and then most comedians are disorganized.
Maybe.
So it's, yeah.
Look, the best part about Dan is you can say something to him and if he's wrong, he's like, all right, dude, I fucked up. You know what I mean? That's the best part about it. I think that's a great quality in anybody.
Yeah.
And I try to have that too. I got into some shit with a friend of mine. I'm going to remain nameless because I don't want to get into it. Because then, he'll be fucking tweeted by a bunch of people. Dude, I heard you and fucking Bob got into a fight. And then, dude, what are you, But we had a fucking heated one a couple weeks ago. A nice fucking hot one on the phone. Ooh. A heated conversation. And then we stopped and I looked at it after a week and it's like, I'm like, fuck it. You know what, dude? I fucked up. I get your point. I fucked up here, but I wasn't malicious, blah, blah, blah. Okay, man, cool. Yeah. It's like we're getting too fucking old to do that shit.
DeRosa was fine with it.
Believe me, it wasn't DeRosa. DeRosa would never. DeRosa argues, man. I think he likes to win. You know what I mean? That motherfucker likes to win. I fought with DeRosa a bunch of times, man, a bunch of fucking times. But he'll call you a couple days later, dude. He's another good guy. He's in the heart. I think we're all fucking fucked, man. Comics are fucking fucked.
But good-hearted mostly by nature, I think.
Greatest people in the world.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're the greatest people in the world, and we're way better than actors.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Way actors. Better than actors.
Ugh. But I think it's because a lot of comics were so loyal to our friendships, and because I get that bit. What you're talking about now, but what I'm noticing is
Kelly Fastuk, everybody. Kelly Fastuk.
What I'm noticing, because I'm at a completely different level to everyone in this room, is that I'm noticing now friends of mine, like people that I consider really close friends of mine, starting to get a little bit of success, a tiny, tiny little bit of success. And it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Tiny,
what does that mean? Check spots at the stand-up New York?
People are starting to go, hey, look at this guy doing well. But right. I'm noticing that they're changing.
Retweet.
Yeah. No, but that's what it, Gary, you fucking laugh. That's what it is. It's like.
Gary's all over you today.
Yeah, they're fucking. But they're getting like. They're changing in front of my eyes and I can't handle it. Because I'm like,
oh
you used to
God,
be.
Oh my God, it's going
to
get much worse.
It's what. That's
people will get pilots and not even ask you to be on the pilot with you.
Yeah, so I know people that.
Like, that's how it works.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm just kidding.
I know people that brag. About, so-and-so told me that I'm, really funny and that they, retweeted me because I was really funny. People
God.
Bragging about that stuff.
That'll
and I'm like, who the fuck are you anymore?
You know what that means?
We used to hang out all the time. Who are you? And I'm devastating because they're, a dude.
Back in Boston, it was like, oh, this guy's middling for dick. Oh.
Right.
Middling for Dick Doherty. Yeah, he'd be jealous.
Oh, God. I remember.
So
jealous. I remember I was telling that Bill Blumenreich. Yeah. A story. I was so excited when I got to drive the middler out to for Gilbert Godfrey to the Hoogie Lau.
Oh my God.
I got to introduce the middler.
Oh.
I remember going out and I was backstage going, okay, what's your last name again? And then I went out, you guys ready?
Hey,
come on, you can do better than that.
Bobbywood.
Oh, what about this side? And then on the second show, just introduce the show. Don't do all that crazy shit. Yeah. And I thought I did a real good job with this side of the room and that side of the room. I got really pumped. And they were like, don't do that. And I was like,
crowd work.
It's like, fuck me, dude. I was excited. Now it's like, fucking. What?
Mm. I remember the first time I opened for Dane, it was the biggest thrill of my career, and remained so.
You opened for Dane?
That was attempted a joke. That got nothing.
Was that?
Why don't you pick up that bandana and tie it around your neck and jump out the window?
Why don't you shove it down your esophagus?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you choke
can
on
can
it?
Can he fit it in his mouth? I don't know. Oh, boom.
Can he fit it in his mouth? Baby Alive. Baby Alive choked.
Thank you, Gary.
Baby Alive choked on a Q-tip.
I'm going to tell everyone that Gary laughed. Gary Goldman just laughed at one of my jokes. I'm going to live on it
now
forever.
Now you're even with your other friends.
Wow. You had a fucking panicking about your Starbucks tonight.
No. Oh.
Your fucking latte, fucking matto atto, whatever you wanted.
I just didn't
She's
want
like,
to get it too
I have
early.
To go to Starbucks?
I would
have to get the fucking
myself. That
yeah,
was
here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. I go, go to fucking Coffee Bean. They make the same thing. But yeah, I think he wanted Starbucks.
One night, Bob Kelly and I rejoiced over the opening of the Coffee Bean. Somebody made fun of us, and we didn't back down.
No, we stuck our fucking guns because Coffee Bean, you know why? Crushed ice.
Yes, crushed ice.
It was one
friends.
Of my goals in life, and I have it.
What?
Speaking of fucking goals in life, crushed ice,
what?
That I do have at my house, when are you going to come over for dinner?
Oh, anytime. I would love that.
Joe, I would love for you to come, too.
Oh, great.
I want to have a dinner with all you fucking homos.
Yeah, let's do that.
I would love that.
Awesome.
Family dinner.
I'm going to do that at my house. You going to come?
Thanksgiving.
I can't wait. Maybe we'll do it on a Pats game.
Ooh.
Watch the Pats. That's a,
I like
that's
that
football.
A lot.
Yeah.
My dick just moved.
Really? We're going to do that. Sometimes I went away on what are you doing?
I think you can take the bandana off
it.
For that
you can't
for
take
that dick just move thing.
You don't take it off you until somebody lays a hot one.
Yeah, okay.
That's
gonna
the way
wait for a hot one.
That's a bomb bandana. It's fucking she'll have
but
it by the end of the show.
We certainly can loosen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not staying on Joe's mic. Right. It's definitely going to hit the fucking mic on this side of the table.
It's going to be over here soon, Gary.
Yeah.
What are you saying about me? Like,
well, here's the deal.
Leave something bad in the house?
Well, first of all, I went away for a week or so, and Kelly, you know, she did me a favor by checking my mail for me every other day and bringing. But she stays at my house because you live. Where the fuck do you live?
I live in Queens. I have like an hour commute to work, and when I stay at Bobby's, I have 7-minute commute, and it's the best.
Yeah, and I live a fucking crazy, awesome apartment. You know, you've been at my house, Joe.
I've been to your house. Yes.
Yeah, you love my apartment, right?
I love your apartment.
I remember what I was gonna say about comedians who are our friends and why they're the best people to have as friends. And even the friends I have who aren't comedians have the same qualities that the comedians have. And that's that I like it when a friend will tell you when things aren't going well. Some friends we have, they're only telling you the great things. It's like, all right, well, you don't need me. You don't need me. Everything's going so well.
Yeah.
And then my friends who are like honest with me and share their problems, you feel needed.
Well, you know
what
you can feel
like with comedians.
You can feel needed, but it's the greatest thing in the world when you find out that people have problems too.
Yeah, you're not alone.
The thing that AA, the reason why Alcoholics Anonymous worked to begin with was one guy telling another guy that I'm fucked up like you.
Yeah.
And then they could be like, oh shit, okay.
That's what therapy was for me.
Really?
They were like, yeah, that you have this. And I was like, oh, there's a name for it? That means someone else had it.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
What
that,
do you have?
That was called gay.
Gay baby.
It's all right. That was a little much. Sorry.
A little much.
Can she get the banana for that thing? I don't know what that was. Also, I said banana.
No, because we don't
get the banana.
I don't have sound effects on the show, so we need her to do those things. I would have pushed that button at that point.
I'm all for sound effects.
I think, but anyway, she stays at my house, okay? And this motherfucker, you know, I got a fucking, you know, I'm beautiful Hell's Kitchen apartment, duplex,
did I leave something?
King size bed,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Did you hook up while you were there?
No,
that's the rule. No jizz in my house.
No boys.
There's no boys. She
Gets it all inside of her.
Then you can fuck.
No.
If you can get cummed in and then waddle to the bathroom and dump it in a toilet, you're fine.
Not waddle. Walk on your hands.
No, I even had a date and I left him at the door.
If you can use painter's tape to tape up your snatch right after he blows a load in you.
One of those things that the horses eat out of.
If you can make your pussy into a Molotov cocktail. Oh, shit. Give me that.
Is that a flat tire?
You know that was on purpose. The joke sucked and you tried to act like it was a Freudian slip. You went, cumtail. Oh, I meant to say,
No, I tried to fix it. I really did.
You got the bandana.
I'll take the bandana. Someone will get it. But anyways, you were at my house. And here's what bugs me. All right. I let her come to my place, which is an upgrade from her life.
It's like when Kramer used to stay at Jerry's when Jerry was
And then Jerry and Kramer not being really normal.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
So here's the deal. She's staying at my better life. So I upgrade her life for the week. Mm-hmm. She gets to come home, cable up and down and in the bathroom. Oh. Mm-hmm. Right? There's plugs everywhere for your iPhone. Dual jacks. Right?
Wow.
Internet. Fucking, not just regular internet. The highest
Fi.
Shit you got. I got concierge service. Okay? I got 5 gig and I got the 2.5 gig. I got two fucking lines. Okay? I got Apple TV. I got Xbox.
Oh, don't you love Apple TV?
Love it.
I don't know how to use that, so I didn't use it.
Okay, here's the deal. And then
did I do something bad?
I have a bidet. Fucking boudet.
I clean the toilet before
I have a refrigerator with crushed all the time.
Yeah,
it's
I
the
use
best
it.
Thing. You don't use a bidet. You're just spreading peanut butter.
That's great.
Wow. That's all you're doing.
Well, I have a system where I wet a little bit of the toilet paper and get in there for
what are you, a savage? Jesus Christ. Get a bidet.
Get a bidet. I have roommates.
Yeah. Bidets.
You have roommates? How old are you, Gary?
Well, let me tell you something.
Yep. Ooh, flat tire. Can we give him the bandana for that?
Ooh, Kelly's all over you.
Yeah.
You just spit.
Come on, it took me an hour to find.
You really did just fucking study your way through nothing. Yeah. What do you got? Spit it out.
Come on.
No,
I'd love it if Gary just snapped and snapped her neck.
No, I took a bath on a house, so I wound up with roommates because I couldn't get
sorry,
my own
Gary.
Apartment. Yeah, no, it's fine. No, you don't have to apologize.
You took a bath on it, huh?
Yeah, I sold it while you were away. I sold the house. No. I took a bath.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay.
I wish I could have bought it.
I'm happy.
I wish I could have bought it and donated it back to you.
No, no, no. It would have been perfect for you because it has everything that you... It's close to fishing, and it's in the wilderness, and you could hike and pick fruit, and it's cool.
But take out your pocket.
Maybe you argue with your friends because when you get them a gift, you refer to it as a donation. I wish I could have bought it and donated it back to you.
At least you didn't say a list.
I got you a donation for Christmas.
For tax purposes.
Oh, I see.
I was trying to save us money. I didn't want to have to fucking lose money
really
on the deal.
You really are Bert and Ernie.
So this broad stays at my house. This fucking Australian fucking broad.
Yes.
Stays at my house.
I'm scared. I don't know what's coming here. He's like...
Well, what did you do? Why would you be scared?
I don't know.
I could stay at anybody's house and not be scared.
I cleaned the toilet and the sink before I left. I did the dishes before I left.
Uh-huh. I love how long you're dragging this out. It's great.
I don't know.
What could you have been scared of?
Did you get that awful
haircut
there?
You have a shot. Listen to me. You have a shot right now.
I emptied the trash in the bathroom and
stop.
I bought you toilet paper.
Stop. You have a chance right now to come clean. You have a come
I
clean.
I left food in the fridge.
Hang on 1 second. You have a chance right now to come clean and I won't even give a fuck.
Nothing.
Hang on. We'll move on. We'll never bring it up again. Or I'm going to fucking reveal what the fuck happened. You can either come clean and listen to me. Look at me.
I hope it's a duty.
Look at me. You can either come clean and I'll never. I'll never bring it up again. We'll just move on. Just, you know, just don't ever do it again and we'll move on. Or you can, I'm going to tell you, I got you. There's evidence. I got fucking evidence. There's no way out of it for you. There's no way out of
evidence?
It.
Evidence? I think he's making fun of me.
No, there's no way out of it for you.
No, he's doing it on purpose because he wants to admit something that I did.
Absolutely
but
not.
But I didn't do
absolutely
anything.
Absolutely not.
Gary and I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to hyphenate, so cheat, and make two guesses. Okay. Booger, hyphen, toenail?
No.
No.
Okay.
Unmade bed?
No.
No, I made the bed.
Worse than that.
Worse than unmade
bed? Yeah, go.
Worse than toenail / booger?
Yes.
Is it a tampon involved?
No. Okay. Keep going. You can make these funny at any point, too, by the way. You guys can...
Oh, my God. If I did something, obviously don't know what it was.
Just keep going.
I'm fucking...
Gary?
I can't think.
I think I left food in the fridge.
Nope.
No,
well, that would be.
I emptied the bin downstairs.
That would be such a sin.
But I couldn't. There was a little bit of rubbish in there.
Again, you point at me.
This game. This game stinks. Just fucking tell me what I did.
I love it.
Because I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what I did.
You showed the place off to some open micers?
No one came in. I never let anyone in.
She bought. You ready?
Yeah.
I bring her into my house. I let her stay there. I have a fucking. I have a 800 thread. Sheet count or whatever. What do they call it?
Is that good? I don't even know. Thread count.
Egyptian thread count. 800 thread count on my Egyptian cotton.
Good size
count. How much is that? Like $300?
Oh no!
Way more than that.
Wow!
What did I leave in the bed?
Right. Beautiful. Unbelievable. King size. California king. little bit bigger.
King, how do you even get that? I wouldn't even get it because you can't get it into an apartment.
I got it in.
I'm shitting myself.
Was it built inside
the
apartment?
I got it in.
It's huge.
I got it in.
Was it stressful to get it in?
It was. But I know what? I got it in.
Removing doors from hinges.
Hiring fucking people.
Engineers.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She got me. No, I come home from a 5.5 hour trip from New Hampshire in the car, tired, have to unpack, little, you know, get home. I go down to my bathroom,
What?
I sit down on my toilet, my beautiful toilet with the bidet, the heated seat, the heated water, right?
Like a king.
Oh. I turn the TV on because I got cable in there. New York One, boring black guy with the long face.
Yeah.
New York One. This afternoon was windy with a chance of rain.
I'm gonna throw
Yankees
up,
won again.
I don't know what I did.
And there was some ducks killed in Central Park this afternoon. We'll be back in a minute with the Mets highlights. Right?
He reported about a duck being killed.
I go to use the bidet. And I use a little toilet paper at the end just to check, just to make sure. You always want to double check with the bidet. And I go to use the toilet paper that she bought. She brought fucking sandpaper into my house.
Wow.
She bought fucking bodega toilet paper. She bought seven rolls for 99 cents and put it on my fucking house. My ass. I worked 20 fucking years to fucking get that place. I worked my ass. We went on tour. We went on two tours to buy that apartment.
We ate shit.
We fucking did what we had to do to get that. And I got crushed ice. I got a new kitchen. I got a new bathroom. I got a fucking bidet. And then she brought toilet paper. Sandpaper.
In my house.
In my house, Gary.
Where my wife sleeps.
Where my
children come play with their toys.
And she put it, and I wiped my, you know what my wife did? She came up after, because I forgot. She came up, she goes, Kelly bought really bad, that's like sandpaper. My wife's ass! Oh, my wife's!
That was the only toilet paper that was selling!
My wife's pootie got scratched.
Oh, Jesus. Scratched poop.
By her bodega toilet paper.
I'll bet you the toilet paper like fell apart and crumbled and now you got duty on your hands.
This is, your pinky goes through.
Duty hands.
Oh, your index finger.
That was the best I had.
This is New York City. There's 24-hour fucking, you can go and you get the fucking, the most expensive.
Karen, I got the most expensive toilet paper they had. I'm going to get a lot of tweet ads for that.
Happy Hanukkah.
I love the movie lines, you know what, dude fans.
You guys, please, you want to support this show, go to Amazon.com. Go right now, and we're going to buy all your gifts. But don't just go to Amazon. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and hit the Amazon button on our page. Anything you're going to buy from the internet, buy it from us. You're supporting us. Every time you make a purchase from that thing on our site, on Riotcast, you're helping the podcast out. Gary, you raise your hand. Go.
Are we going to do any tech speak?
We are.
This episode?
Yes,
because
we are.
I've upgraded in a number of different ways,
Gary.
Since we last got together.
We're going to do tech talk right after we come back from this commercial break.
Okay.
You said you weren't having beers. You said you weren't going to have...
I'm taking a little break. But I mean from the drinking, the way I drink. I'm having a nice beer. I ate two bowls of fruit today.
Yeah, but
I
you said you were
like
going to.
Three
you,
hours.
You said you're not going to drink at all.
I'm not going to drink at all.
This is what I want. I just don't want, because this podcast is a little mellow today. I don't want it to make you drink. I don't want the show to make you drink.
This is my plan. I was going to second half have a beer.
So second half.
That's my plan. Yeah.
Right, I'm just looking out for you. You know I'm a recovering alcoholic.
I'm going home. I know that.
I'm here for you.
I'm having a.
You guys are fans of the show. Please, I want you to. You guys are fans of the show, and you're fans of video games. Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up for Gamefly.com. It's the Netflix of video games. You don't have to buy them anymore. If $60, $40, spend that money, have the game, play it through, and then you're sitting there with a bunch of fucking games, and you're going to get, what, a 99 cents a video game? Return it. It's lost all its value. It's horse shit. Just go to Gamefly.com. /YKWD. Join up, and you're actually donating to the show. You're helping the show. For every listener that does that, you're helping the show. We get to get a little cash. We can buy new stuff. We can pay some of these people and keep buying all the beers for fucking Alcoholic Joe.
What?
Yeah.
And you're helping yourself out because you're not wasting money pissing it out a window buying video games. If you have an Xbox or a Sony, or if you have a Wii, if you're a fucking nut like me and love video games, go and join Gamefly.com right now. If you go to Gamefly.com/YKWD, you get a 2-week trial free. Free. Doesn't cost you anything. That's a $22.95
value.
I'm
doing it because there are a number of games that I want to get that Arkham game with the Batman, and I want to get a first-person shooter game.
Great game. Call of Duty. There's an all lot of games coming out, but you can get them all. Here's the thing. You get two games to take home. When you're done, return them, and they send you a new game back that's in your query. Okay, so if you want to keep it, you can buy it if you want. But another thing that's great, cancel anytime.
Wow!
So you can join up, get the 2 weeks, and you cancel if you don't like it. But you're never going to cancel because it's awesome. Yeah. It's cheap. The actual service is just like Netflix, but for video games. So go check it out, Gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up, get your 2-week trial now.
And also we've got, is that what I'm, yep, okay, good. The guys at Laugh Button, Matt and Chris, who, by the way, I didn't mention this the other day when they were here. I've got, my two brothers are called Matt and Chris as well. Is that?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor and tie this bandana around her throat and fucking jump out a window?
Just, now the who gives a shit bandana?
That's
fuck yeah. All right. So the guys from Laugh Button.
Who gives a shit bandana?
Yeah, awesome.
That's funny. So wait a minute. Your brothers are named Matt and Chris.
And the two guys from
Laugh Button.
And
these two guys that nobody gives a fuck about are also called Matt and Chris.
We give a fuck about Matt and Chris from Laugh Button. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. The listeners are real huge Laugh Button promoter fans.
Yeah, they were here last week.
They're fans of promoters. That's how inside comedy they've gotten. Oh, this guy's a great promoter. He promotes
I really want Alan to come back and start taking care of you again, Gary.
I'm miserable.
Because you've changed, buddy. You've changed. It's not about the music anymore, you
know?
Go
ahead, Kelly.
And then also the guys at Last Spin. And then Cringe Humor, who had a really nice article about the podcast.
They did.
They did. They mentioned this as one of the best ones to listen to. Oh, wow. Because, I won't go into it. Go to Cringe Humor and read it. It's a really good article.
Yeah, go to cringehumor.com and also check out their new comedy club, The Stand.
September.
Brand new.
September, yeah.
September 6th, I believe, it opens up, and it looks pretty cool. It looks really
20th and 3rd.
Looks like a comics comedy club. Nice. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go check it out.
It will be that kind of...
I'm going to also.
Awesome. It will be that one, those kind of clubs, because Patrick's a comedy nerd. You know, and there's going to be a quality at that club that's going to be awesome. Mm. It's not going to be a money, you know, like there's so many shitty fucking places where it's all about the bringers and the just getting the people in. But he's a nerd, so it's good. I'm sorry. Am I? Okay.
I find myself getting cataracts when you talk. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know. I'm going to give out the address as well because we've got some gifts this week.
Yeah, I want to talk about that real quick. We've been getting out the address to the podcast for you fans that want to actually send us stuff. And I didn't know you guys were going to do it. I just kind of threw it out there, and you did.
They did. It's awesome.
Yeah, we explained the first gift over here, which is from.
Fabian Martin.
Fabian.
Yeah, he drew a picture of Patrice, and we put it in a frame, and it's now on Bobby's desk in the studio.
Yeah. You'll see it in the video. Phil is here. Fucking 5 o'clock shadow Phil is here.
Oh, boy.
And he's definitely, Jesus Christ.
Phil last night saw me take a hot one at a show. Oh, boy.
Why didn't you bring this up, like, 49 minutes ago? We should be talking. I'm trying to fucking... I've been on vacation. I've been a... fucking recluse for a week. I come back, I'm doing this podcast. It took me 43 minutes to get my first good one out. Joe's back to drinking because it was so fucking boring on this one.
Nah.
Gary's sitting there. He's all fucking, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing on Gary. Gary just, you know what fucking took me off? You know what made me stumble on that? You turned to me and looked and go, what?
But he's so good looking. He just wanted to hold his head while he's sleeping.
Somebody wants to suck Gary's cock.
No,
somebody wants to get tit fucked with her brand new big titties.
Wow. Oh, that's.
Sorry.
God,
talking about
that's like
me.
Your uncle saying it at the Christmas table.
You call me a fucking uncle?
Yeah, I am. Because you're not old enough to be my dad.
Here's the deal.
You're a little bit older to be my brother.
No, I'm not. I could fuck you. No. You're not even like bad. If somebody saw me with you, they'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You're 30.
They'd probably think you could do better, but age-wise.
Yes! Come on!
So listen. Wow. So yes. So his name is what again?
Fabian. That's Fabian Martin who drew
Fabian,
the,
thank you for drawing that, man. We put it in a nice frame, and it's actually Patrice smiling, which is odd. I don't know why he'd be smiling.
Normally he'd be giving that.
Yeah, he's actually laughing, which he wouldn't be at this podcast. He'd unplug everything and throw it out the window and just walk out. He was supposed to do my podcast 2 weeks before he passed away. He wound up doing Jay Moore's, and I called him. I go, you did Jay's? And he's like, yeah, I was going to do yours, motherfucker, but you never called me. And I did. I flaked. Before he went to L.A., I just flaked. I forgot to call him.
Oh. Jesus.
Yeah. Fucking him. But that's like that 9/11 shit. Like, I was there. I could have been involved, you know. Yeah. I knew Patrice. You know what I mean? But anyways, go ahead. What's the next gift? One of the fans showed.
Oh, the next gift was from Sean Knox. And he sent in a street sign that he made.
Yeah.
That says Flood City, USA. So I'll take a photo of it and send it to Giannis as well. Yes. It's fucking great.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff, man. We got the life-size cutout of me from the guys at Laughspin.
Yeah.
So studio. A bunch of guitars, too. That was nice.
No, those were here, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Those are gnomes.
And then we've still got the elephant with the trunks up from
Trunks up? Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
And then the shitty fucking free gift that Dan threw at you when he realized that I bought you something.
Actually, that was my joke first.
What?
I got a gift for you today.
Out of my backpack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Q-tip. That was really funny.
I got a gift for you.
The condom first.
I forgot. I had the guys from Last Man brought you a gift.
Oh, yeah. I chased you out.
When
you left, I chased you out, but you'd already gone.
Oh, I left running and crying.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there we go. We did all the stuff.
Address.
Make sure. Yep. Yeah, what's that? Go ahead. Give the address. Bang. Quick.
Sorry,
let's speed it up.
The address is going
to. You really slow things down.
I'm
go.
Sorry. The address is 676A 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036.
If you want to send anything to the show, anybody at the show, notes, photos, pictures of your tits, video of you sucking your boyfriend off, which I'm into now. And then looking at me and going, Bobby, I wish there was you. Please send it to address.
I could totally see being into that.
Me? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That address again is 676A 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036.
All right. So there you go. And if anybody wants to make
a
replica.
Have you gotten any of those?
I've had it live.
Yeah, no, I know about that, but have you...
I've had a guy's chick below me in a green room.
Stress factor,
while he watched Sexiest Thing Ever.
Oh, damn.
I wish I think I'm too old and fat now for them to show up.
You're not old.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Oh.
Why, could you get blown in a room with your friend?
With my friend? I have, as a matter of fact.
I
was very uncomfortable, and I started having a panic attack, and I left. And then when I came back, by the time I came back, my friend was fucking her.
Oh, really?
No. It was a
wild story. Tom Dustin was there.
Really? Was it that the friend?
It was a girl. Oh, this is a crazy story. Do you want to hear the story?
I'd love to.
It's a great story.
It was a wild one.
Take off my pants.
Me and... are we back? Are we live?
Yeah, yeah, we're back. Your headphones on.
No, me and Tom Dustin, we used to order strippers all the time. We'd get... And my best friend, whose
order?
Name I can't say. Yeah, we'd get strippers to come to the house.
Right.
All the time. We had a 2-for-1 deal.
Hang on, your best friend that you can't say. He's got like
Did you have a coupon?
Friends.
Did you have Groupons?
Well, I use the term best friend to express that this is one of my dearest, my best civilian friend. But anyways, I can't say his name.
Gary. Joe. Franklin. Frankie. Joe. Joe Franklin. Bobby. Mickey.
Sully.
Sully.
Joe Rubino.
I don't know why I can't say his name. Everyone. All right, doesn't matter. We were hanging out. It was Thanksgiving night, as a matter of fact. And we ordered strippers, and we waited for them to come, and the doorbell rang. And
why your karma's fucked.
So
this is
sad.
In Everett, Massachusetts. The doorbell rings, and it was just some woman with a little puppy. And she was like, "Hey, is this where the party is?" And we thought it was the stripper, and we were like, "Hey, this is kind of an ugly one." And she came in, we were like, "I thought we ordered two," but she came in, and she's like, "This is where the party was." Renee said, "This is where the party is." And we were like, "Yeah, this is where the party is. Fuck it." And she came and sat down with her dog, and then two strippers came, and they started stripping, and this girl was just like, "I want to strip." And she started, like, taking her clothes off.
Can we stop for a second?
Sure.
Not to get all animal rescue on you, but where's the dog at this point?
He's just running around. He was like a little Toto dog. He looked like Toto.
So he's
and her
running.
Name was Dorothy, ironically.
Oh,
true story.
Are you sure you weren't tripping on acid?
Yeah. I swear to God, this is all true.
I don't know that that's irony. I think it's apropos.
I don't know what either one of those words are.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You can just laugh.
Professor Goldman, well done.
So then they start... stripping, and then she starts taking her clothes off, and the strippers are like, "This girl, we can't. This is not part of the thing."
Right.
Oh, like, oh, she has fucking they have standards. Yeah, they don't want any open mic or stripping in front of them.
She's not in the union. Get her out of here.
This is what actually happened.
They sound like comics.
To correct it. Sorry. That did sound. She was like giving like a lap dance type thing, and the girl stepped in between the two of us.
Oh,
and
that's like a heckler. It's like, you know,
like a heckler.
It was looking around like a gut on stage and took the mic from you or something.
Yeah. Just trying to do
it's job. Like, you know, look, man, this is the deal. Anybody, you
yeah.
get anybody
they
comes
right.
in.
I like people who have
get her the fuck out of there.
Integrity.
Yeah, they've been working at this for a long time.
Yeah,
and you're just degrading it by having fucking Dorothy and Toto show up.
Degrading stripping.
Yeah, I remember strippers used to show up and suck it. Yeah, you could get girls to show up and strip it, and then they'd at bachelor parties, and then you take them in the bathroom and give another extra 60, and they'd suck you off.
That's what Chris DiStefano reckons what happens when he goes to strippers. When the other week when he was here, he was like, "Oh, I was doing this," and I'm like, "I don't believe you. I think you're making it up as you go."
Look,
along.
I don't know about being at the strip club.
Do
I mean,
they put
a
condom on you when they do that?
Mm,
I think so.
Of course they do. Any stripper.
So they must be really good.
You know,
to get you to come through a condom.
Well, you don't suck a dick. You don't really need a condom. It's when you stick it in her pussy, you need a condom.
Right, but they put a condom on you when they suck your dick.
Yeah, they do, but they don't have to. And I've had hookers blow me without condoms because it's okay to get AIDS from a dude's cock.
No, you can't get AIDS, but could you get
herpes? Yeah, I'll be worried
her?
About that.
Yeah, but if you look and her mouth is all fucking bubbled up, don't stick your dick in it. You know what I mean?
If her mouth looks like bubble wrap, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Come on, that was.
If her mouth looks like a fucking 9-year-old redhead with braces.
Don't fucking freckled face fart machine.
Just dehydrated and crusting over.
Yeah.
Don't stick your dick in it. Yeah, but so you had. So finish the story.
So the two of strippers get like upset.
Just the
and they're like, we can't do this. So they go out in the kitchen.
Right.
I'm with my buddy, my civilian friend, and Tom's in the kitchen.
Michael. His name's Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Michael.
George Michael.
And. Tom's in the kitchen talking to the two strippers, and there's a bouncer guy too. And while I was sitting here,
his name's Big
J. The new girl, she's taking her shirt off, and our house is. Okay, I got a civilian showing up with strippers about to blow us. You know the end.
I'm with
you. This is pretty.
I'm with you.
Hear more about fucking
Gary. Jealous. He's not getting
attention. Teary-eyed therapy stories.
Sorry.
My bad.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't know it was sad night.
You're
telling me
completely without any kind of rhythm. It's.
I got interrupted for 8 minutes about the condom business.
Dude, I'm with you. Just keep
you know
going.
What? I'm not telling the story.
Fuck me.
Email me if you want the rest of the story.
Hey, what's your email? What's your email?
Be a big fucking baby. Finish the story, you prick.
It's irritable, Goldman.
You already know how it ends.
No one give him any coffee.
I'm serious.
Listen,
finish
Joe,
the story.
Joe,
you're right.
Listen,
he is
Joe.
A shitty friend.
He hasn't been to therapy in a month.
Yeah.
Finish. Listen to me. Finish the fuck. Listen to me, Joe. Please. I need you to finish the story. I don't need you to be choked out, especially with that Adam's apple is just going to pop.
And then tell you about me taking a hot one last night.
Oh, great.
Just please. I'm into the story.
So she starts crying.
Which
girl,
one?
The civilian girl.
Dorothy starts crying?
She's looking in the mirror.
Please tell me the
mirrors.
Dog is barking when this is happening.
She starts crying.
Yeah.
And then she starts crying and something happens. Yada, yada, yada. I got to fast forward. She starts blowing me.
Wait.
Yeah, pretty,
fuck you.
There wasn't
you
a lot in between them.
Yada, not, yada, yada, no. Over the part where she starts blowing me.
I really want to know where
like
the dog
crying.
Is while she's blowing you. Who's watching
the
dog?
The dog comes in. The story's fucking bananas.
Okay,
so she starts blowing me, and I'm sitting in the corner. My buddy's right where you're sitting. Right. You can look at the pictures later. Cornered like this. She's just blowing me. I'm like, this is crazy. And my buddy Derek...
Hey, all right.
Yes. His name is Derek. His name is Derek.
Derek Stevenson.
Derek Stevenson, which is
my God.
You fucking idiot.
Right. Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
That's fucking hilarious. This fucking idiot.
We love Joe. Joe's the best.
We're going to have to cut that out.
You know what? We learned on the show, never tell Joe anything. Never get blown with Joe.
No, well, this is 10 years ago. Well,
yeah,
you know,
10 years from
fine.
Now.
But
so I'm with this guy. He's I can't say his name. Bobby Kelly. Wait a minute.
Well, he's just a witness. He was just a witness.
If it's 10 years ago, Joe, what are you worried about people finding out his name? Like, it's all right.
Well, I mean, this guy has a life. Maybe he's not a comedian. We're yeah. fucking animals.
Yeah.
These are normal people. He puts yeah. a tie
speak
on.
For
are, we, animals or speak. The ones that hide all their secrets, animals?
Yeah, speak yeah. for yourself. Me and Gary go to therapy. Exactly. Okay? Me and but, Gary and Kelly go yeah. to therapy.
It's just a funny thing. Like,
you're open. They got nothing on you.
What does he care if everyone fucking listening knows he fucked five
They're not listening.
You're right. All right. So
how do you know? Yeah. What are you down in my podcast
for? He's not friends with them anymore. Are you friends with Derek?
Do me a
anymore?
Favor, Phil.
Of course.
While we're
Why
talking about this, spit in your hand and fix your hair. It's bugging me. Go ahead.
Also,
so she's blowing you the dumb.
Kelly, go to a barber and fix yours. All right, take it easy. That was the second hair joke. Your hair looks fine. Sorry.
Her hair looks good.
What did you do? That was a bomb in my books.
Did you join a punk band while I was gone?
You have more than one book.
Why?
What did you do to your hair? Why did you cut it?
I cut it.
Why?
I was having.
Did you cut it? Not somebody.
No, I went to the place where people cut your hair.
Would you cut it with a can opener?
I was having an emotional day on Thursday. Fucking, that's the puck calling the kettle bull. Jesus Christ.
She
You're
loves
just fucking
the.
Fucking jealous because you never have any hair anymore, Roberto, Kelly.
Kelly loves.
That's why you love Goldman. That's why you fucking love Goldman.
You
then,
should have more bandanas on that thing than Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Look at his luscious locks over there.
This is like a beer commercial. You crack one and all the laughs start coming.
I've had a migraine this whole one.
You have the, you have the same haircut like Mr. Roper.
I can't see what I look like. Let me see my reflection in your head. What?
Hello.
Oh, God. I wish you'd take that bandana and put it over your hair.
Yeah.
Stanley Roper.
Hey man, I'm trying to get
I'm
good.
Kidding. You
I
sweetie.
Feel bad when I do that. I'm like, you're going to give me shit. I'm going to give it back. But then I get really, I go, oh, that was too mean.
All right, Bonaducci, take it easy.
Listen.
Bonaducci? No.
Bonaducci?
That doesn't even make
Uncle
sense.
Charlie.
That's a stupid joke.
Bonaducci.
No, shut up, all of you.
Listen.
Fucking hell, the pair of you.
Your fucking hair looks fine.
I know
if you're
good.
Working at a
fantastic.
Waffle House.
I look fantastic.
On my three sons.
Oh boy!
Shit! You look like Gnome.
So then,
I was still. I don't know if I can be bothered hearing the rest of the story.
Nah, it's all right. Go ahead.
So anyway, she starts blowing me. I freak out. I start having a panic. Why I'm getting blown? Like the Three Stooges. Like all these heads pop out, and it's Tom, the bouncer, and the two strippers start peeking in and watching. They're laughing. I have like a bit of an anxiety attack. I go into the bathroom. I'm just looking in the mirror. I'm like, what is going on? This is crazy. I'm drunk. All of a sudden, this girl just showed up. She's blowing us.
And yeah.
I come back. And she, thanks, even night. I come back, and she's blowing Tom. And the strippers leave. Then I think a couple of us may have taken turns having sex with her.
Jesus.
Oh, real
train. A train.
It was real.
She wanted
it was,
to know where
it was
the party
real
was.
Wild.
She made the party. Mm.
My, yeah. my daddy Derek didn't participate. He just happened to be there.
Yeah, of course he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, but
of course Derek did.
And
of
then,
course Derek the guy who was the guy that you guys ordered
you
strippers.
You were trying to protect yeah. his name the entire time,
yeah.
but he didn't do
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, he didn't
That's
do anything.
You were trying to protect his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, it was just you and Tom Destin
innocent.
Were fucking and getting blowjobs. He was what was he doing? Basting the turkey for the dinner?
He was taking the pictures which exist somewhere. But,
pictures of you getting blown.
But at one point while one of us was fucking her, the dog started humping the leg. It was Tom Dustin. You need Tom on. With a story like this, you need two people so they can be like, yeah, yeah. Because it's something
true.
I'm just making.
The dog started humping Tom's leg?
Yes. Okay.
What did he do? Did he kick it off or did he just let it
go? No,
down?
He just let it go. It was pretty
really?
Wild.
Really?
Yeah, it was good fun.
So everyone was having a good time.
It was a wild wild night. Fucking wild hell. Thanksgiving.
How many times did you jerk off in my house, Kelly?
You know what? Never.
What?
Nah. Because I'm in his house. I didn't want to do that. But fucking
yeah, but you don't leave any evidence if you're a woman, wrong?
You
yeah,
fucking play. You didn't play with your fucking snapper once.
I swear on my mother's life, I did not do anything.
Look at
like
me
that.
In the eye.
I did not do anything when I was.
Don't
in
point.
Your house.
Don't do acting.
How long were you there? How long were you there?
2 weeks. Mm.
2 weeks, and
look
you didn't
at me.
Take care of yourself once.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Were you in a contest?
You know what?
Were
though?
You looking in a mirror?
I got
your
home,
hair.
I got home. That wasn't even good. That was a poor performance. That
but it was along with the theme.
I'm going
to
go back to
it
now.
Yeah.
I just brought it back. You know, I was
packing. No, yeah. When I got home on Sunday, the minute I dropped my suitcase, when I got home
you
on Sunday.
You sat on a lamp?
I sat on a lamp. I'm trying to figure out
Lava
how that
lamp.
Works.
Yeah.
a lava lamp would be great to fuck if you had a big pussy. If you just sit on a lava lamp,
you would just work it out.
Yeah, you just mush it in. Oh. Get as far as you could and go back the next day and keep getting as farther along down that lamp as you can.
Nah.
And by a month later, you'd be able to stick that whole thing
it's
in your pussy.
Gross. It's kind of gross, though. It's like, what? have you ever like jacked off in your parents' fucking, like, if you say
yes,
like,
yes, and
no.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I've almost exclusively jerked off at my parents' house.
Yeah. No, in their bed. Like, if you're staying.
Oh, in their bed.
You know, like, if you're staying in your parents' bed or something. Oh,
I fucking, I've jerked off everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'll fucking take my.
You're a fucking animal.
How about a plane? You ever jerk off on the plane?
Fuck yes.
How about this story? This is a quick one. I'll tell it with as much excitement as I can.
I jerked off while waiting for the tea one day in Boston.
Really?
At a tea stop.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Outside. Really?
Under a coat.
Fucking animals. Under a coat? Why?
Who did you see that you had to jerk off at a tea
station?
Yeah,
what was happening that you couldn't have to do it outside?
I had been away. I was waiting a long time, and I was like, horny.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's
great. I was like 21 or something like that. I was
nice.
Really at my prime.
Yeah. I heard about you.
Oh, I was on an airplane, and I jerked off in the plane, and I was trying, you know, you're trying to time. If this could be as long as a shit takes, you want it to be.
Oh, you went into the bathroom.
I went into the bathroom. Oh, yeah, no, in the bathroom. This is recently. This was like a year ago. And then I came out. And I was like this, all right, no one knows. That was about the amount of time
it takes
to take
a shit. You
felt
that everybody knew, right?
Yeah, well, I walk out, and then the flight attendant goes, hey, what were you doing in there?
No way.
I swear to God, and I jumped.
Are you kidding me?
My panic just rushed to my head. I was like, what? She's like, didn't you see the sign? And it says fucking out of service or out of order. So she opens the door and looks in there to be like, clearly, I was in there for like 3 minutes. They were waiting for me to come out. She's like, what were you doing? So the toilet doesn't work. So clearly she just thinks there's going to be a huge shit in there. And then there's nothing. Because I just jerked off into a toilet paper and then threw it away. So she just looks at the toilet and there's nothing there. And I'm like, ah. And we just stared at each other and went back to my seat. In my mind, she just knows
you
that I jerked
your face.
Off.
No.
For like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Sometimes I go in there and pick some pimples off my face. Like,
and there was no water or anything.
How dare she ask you how long you were in the bathroom for, though?
She didn't say how long. She said, what were you doing in there? It was out of order.
Yeah, because it was out of order. And
she thought it was smuggling.
You're not
drugs.
Supposed to be shitting in there. And this fucking goddamn college counselor
degenerate.
Fucking comes out.
College counselor?
Yeah.
Guidance counselor.
You, thanks for punching it up.
I don't know what either one of those.
Bobby.
I still don't know what it means either way.
Just means
you look like a high school guidance.
Oh, I look. That's what I look like.
Yeah, that's what you look like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She sees you popping out.
Stretch.
No
bandana
exchange?
Can I tell
no
you something?
Yeah. Exchange?
No. Can I tell you something?
Cut it happen.
You look like the cool guidance counselor.
He shrugs it off.
No, he doesn't. He looks like fucking Bill Murray's friend in Meatballs. Like, not Bill Murray, but the other guy.
Spaz?
Yeah.
Spaz. Spaz. Meatballs was an underrated movie. Anything Bill Murray is in is good.
Unbelievable. So that's pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you've never fucking, you didn't jerk off in my house at all.
Bobby, I'm looking right in the eye. I didn't jerk off in your house.
So you went 2 weeks without taking care of yourself?
That's right.
You have big pussy lips didn't get touched?
No.
Do you have, oh, we already talked about that. You have a little pussy, right?
I guess.
Is it in or out? Is it flowered on the outside or flowered on the inside?
It's in.
Nice.
I like that.
I like the in.
All right. You fucking savages. Settle the fuck down.
That's
right.
Hey, hey,
Jesus,
you know what,
Christ.
Though.
Sorry.
You know what?
When I got home on Sunday.
You opened up the flower?
As soon as I fucking. Dude, I like.
Don't be
I,
a, you
I
know
didn't
what,
say hello to my housemate. I just went straight to my room.
And you watered the flower?
I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't write. I couldn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah, I was a fucking mess.
Wow. That's anyway. Fucking great.
Don't be a you know what prude.
Hey, what?
I'd try it a second time. If Bobby didn't get it for the high school counselor horseshit.
No.
That was nonsense.
I knew where he was going with that.
That was
terrible. That was punny.
Yeah, but I've heard a lot of bad jokes.
And a rhyme.
I know where you're going.
It was punny and a rhyme.
That was
you tried
good.
To throw a rhyme in
yeah,
there.
But that's what Joe does a little bit. He
I
does
that
a
little bit.
So he gets away. He can get away with that because when he says it, he pops his head up like a fucking doll.
Yeah, people can't see the expressions
like
and the hand
doll.
Movements that he does.
I'm gonna have to apologize to you.
All right, I'll
I haven't been a good
you
friend.
You fucking should,
this
Gary. You
threw you under the bus a few times.
All right, Kelly, what were you saying?
You were one of the great friends.
Nothing.
What'd you say? He should what?
I wasn't saying nothing. Oh, no. Oh, well, I was going to say I'm going to keep the bandana for Joe because it was the level of commitment. I'm going to wear it a bit longer for him.
No, you said Gary should because he's been what?
I was just trying to rile him up and get a fight going.
The only thing I'm upset about with this podcast is that Bonaducci didn't do better. It's red. It's shaggy. It's
Bonaducci was funny.
It's
I liked
pretty good.
It.
Yeah, Bonaducci was
but
orange. Doesn't look.
Yeah, when Bonaducci, though, like on the show.
And it's a funny word. Bonaducci.
fucking boom.
I tell you what, it was hard. It was really hard on Saturday night.
Bonaducci's a bit of a clam.
On Saturday night, it was really hard because there was the awards. We had this awards thing going on, which my show, Underbelly, won Best Variety Show. Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone who voted. There, thank you all the listeners who voted because I pushed it and we won.
There you go.
But,
good for you.
I was,
hang on 1 second. Why do you have that face on, Gary?
Because it sounds like the voting was skewed by the fact that compared to these other people, she has a tremendous amount of exposure on the You Know What Dude show.
Yeah, that's how fucking showbiz works. Welcome to the fucking biz.
Because
what do you think? The people on TV deserve what they have?
And you know what?
Some do.
Who? Watch one of the roasts.
Jason Bateman.
What?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, God.
I'm a fucking publicity machine. They can go fuck themselves.
No, she, look at.
Fucking shit.
Good for you.
I
got articles.
That was mean. That was mean.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, I tell you why I did it. You know why?
I love
you were searching for the funny.
Yeah.
And you on your way there, you fucking got lost.
I love it.
But it's okay.
It's okay, Gary. We'll guide you back.
Joe, stop sitting like that. You're freaking me out.
I can't sit still. I got
dad sits like
that. That's the way you sat when the chick was blowing you. Just so your dog didn't get fucked.
I think I'm setting the record for physical bits done on a podcast of all time.
You've done a bunch of them. That's why I brought the video guy in. Yeah, you do. You sit like the fucking young.
I can't.
You sit like not the prince, but the son was that like right before the prince.
It's polite dad. He sits like the polite dad, walking with his legs crossed, and the socks are coming up over the the gym shorts and stuff.
Yeah, you're like
the
a duke. You sit like
funny.
A duke.
What's a duke?
A duke is not the prince or the king. He's like, a duke.
Can I be the Riddler? What's that guy called?
He's the
jester.
He's the one that
Riddler.
All right, listen, man. This has been a fucking interesting show. It was a little fucking. It was a little different. But you know what it is? Less people.
I know what it is.
Phil,
you opened with we got two complaints, and that's all been in my mind the whole time.
Really?
These two people hate me.
Nobody hates you. People love you, man. We're doing Tech Talk right now.
People
love you. People love you, and people love the show. You understand, the people who, thousands of people download the show, and we don't get, I got some great emails about the show. I got a great email tonight about some guy who just loves the show. What's the other email that we got? Where's the note from this guy? Read that note. Read that. Just read that.
Joe got some.
Don't talk. Just read that. I'm kidding.
Joe got. No, fuck you. I'm going to say it. Joe got some fucking great compliments and he's on fire on Twitter. Like people
just
fucking. Just
read
him.
That. Don't talk.
Which one? You want me to read the short one or the long one?
I'm kidding.
Shut
Kelly.
Your shut your
Kelly,
face.
I love you.
Oh,
shut
this is your face. Funniest podcast since I've been on the show. That's too much.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Bob. Can I do it in Midwestern?
No.
Okay.
No, she should work on the Midwestern accent.
All right, go
it's
ahead.
Pretty god awful.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, big fan of the podcast. I don't think you, Dan, and Kelly get enough appreciation for putting out a great show every week without charging a dime.
What did I fuck up this one?
Yeah, well, now you're gonna have to hear it.
This is
your penance. Go ahead, keep talking, Kelly.
One of those words sounded accurate.
I drank milk, now I feel like shit. So I got a little...
What?
I had milk before, now I've been feeling sick the whole time.
She looks like both the Hardy Boys.
I don't know what that means. I don't know the reference.
Sean Cassidy and Parker
Stevens. If I don't know the reference, I won't respond to it. Okay, here we go.
Don't worry
Boom,
about it.
Shut up. So I got a little something made up for the crew.
It's probably a hit in your country right now.
For the studio, you can hang up. Hopefully get a little humor out of it. Again, thanks for all you do and the fans. Congratulations on the new Bronx Warrants deal. Really looking forward to seeing it. And
it's a pilot. It's a pilot.
That's from Sean. And then there's a long one from Fabian, which...
Fabian, thanks a lot.
Anyways,
we're going to do a little tech talk with
Bobby and friends. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do video today, too. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so we do a little tech talk. I have, can you pass me the piece of paper, Sweetie Balls?
Sweetie Balls.
So we have...
I remember one of your nicknames for the acting girls when we were in acting class together was Baby
acting.
Bitch.
Baby bitch. I love baby bitch.
That was so
Who
cute.
Was that for?
One of the lesbian actresses.
Which one?
I forget.
Lesbian actors? That's not funny.
Phil, could you give me three more beers?
I don't know.
What? No, she was literally a lesbian.
Yeah.
There were a few in our class.
Oh.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Joe, take over the show.
Oh, I could actually take over the show.
Oh,
but, Gary, what... do you know the game Rose, Thorn, Seed?
No. Unless you want me to tell you about the hot one I took last night.
I want you to... Rose is your favorite part of show so far. Thorn is your least favorite part. And Seed is what you hope to get out of this.
I loved the part where we discussed our therapist. Yeah. That was my Rose.
Oh, wow.
Thorn was the part where I was physically abusive to you.
Yeah, you did grab her.
I feel bad about that.
It actually hurt for the listeners a little bit. Squeezed and pulled and hurt my neck in 1988.
You needed it. Yeah. You needed it, Joe.
I don't think I did.
No, he didn't.
You needed it.
Just the physical touch.
I don't know that he needed it.
This is what bugged me. You know why? Because
that's my Thorn, too.
He filled up a little when you did it.
Yeah.
You got a little hard on when he grabbed you and choked you out a little bit.
Is that a term? Yeah, I didn't know that.
And what does the seed mean again?
Seed is what you look forward to getting out of this. It's a fun game after a long trip.
I feel like people are going to say that Gary is a nice friend of the show.
Oh, okay.
Friend of the show.
He knows his role.
That's nice. That's fun.
It's a good compliment to Bobby.
He
brings up good Bobby history.
He's Bert to Bobby's Ernie.
I am. I am Bert to Bobby's Ernie.
Hey, Bert.
Remember the Mike Donovan joke? Remember that one? Hey, Ernie. Fuck you, Bert.
God, you guys.
Mike Donovan, one of the funniest people of all time.
The greatest PBS jokes.
Oh, my God. Said, unbelievable.
Said, let's go to the land of make-believe, where it's ridiculously obvious that I do all the puppet voices.
So good.
Mike Donovan, one of my favorites.
His Jeopardy bit is the best, one of my best favorite bits ever. He's like, there's always the one guy that's dominating. He's always great. Then there's the one shitty guy, Token Joe. And he goes, he's the lead singer of Rolling Stones. Last name rhymes with Dagger. Who's Mick Jagger? It's the largest island off the coast of Africa. What is Nantucket? It goes on like that. Oh, he goes, I couldn't be on Jeopardy. I'd be afraid I was going to swear. What is the Dred Scott decision? No. Fuck. Mike Donovan, brilliant.
We're back. Thank you for taking over the show. We're back. I couldn't find the fucking email I sent to you. With all the stuff, but here we go. Sit your ass down. It's time for what?
Bobby and friends.
Tech Talk. Jerry, you have something for Tech Talk this year. Not this year.
I have a couple of things. I'm going to start.
Stop 1 second. Joe, you have nothing.
No, I have not purchased a thing that wasn't beer. Okay.
I'm going to open with a compliment, then go into a complaint, and then finish with a positive review of something else.
All okay, right, great.
So here, I got the MacBook Pro with the Retina screen and the solid state drive,
which is basically, if it's explain this real quick for Tech Talk, if you have a hard drive, it spins, it has moving parts, it can break, it's not as fast. When you have a solid state drive, which the MacBook Air and the new Retinas have on the MacBooks, it's like a huge SD card, so apps open. Bang, bang. Everything opens
fast.
I can open
up every app that I have all at once and not lose any speed.
Nothing.
It's
amazing.
Remarkable.
So go ahead.
The improvements are just incredible. My only complaint is that I was an early adopter. I got it in the middle of June when it hadn't really been shipped, but a few stores had like 4 or 5. And it was before that the Mountain Lion OS operating system came out. Boom. And so I said, when this Mountain Lion comes out, will I be able to upgrade it for free? Oh, sure, you'll be able to upgrade it for free. You'll just download it over the internet, and you'll be able to get it for free. You sure I'll be able to get it for free?
Liars!
And they didn't. I was never notified that Mountain Lion was out. Mountain Lion, they didn't say when. They didn't know when Mountain Lion was coming out. It came out at the end of July. It was supposed to come out sometime in July. They had no idea. I was never notified. There was no update, your OS or anything like that. And then I tried to get it today, and they said that I couldn't do it for free because it had been 30 days. You only have 30 days or something to do that. And then I asked for an upgrade, and they said, no, you've been denied.
Who would you ask?
The online support, and I was very disappointed. I was very hurt.
You okay?
All right, so that's the complaint. Now I'd like to talk about something, and I'm way behind. I was not an early adopter of this. I was dubious about
this. Can I help you with this complaint?
Spotify. I have been blown away. I've been addicted to Spotify all week. I joined the thing where for $9.99 I get access to every song. I'm blown away by the broadness of this catalog of music. I am it's a dream come true.
Does
I can't
work,
get
does
over
it work
it.
In the subway?
No, it doesn't work on the subway, but you can bring things in on offline, and you just have to download, and they download very quickly so that you can have them on the subway. But everywhere else, I'm just
so you
I'm
can
blown away
it,
by Spotify.
So you can set
$9.99 a month. It's already paid for itself because I put a Bruce Springsteen thing that was like $30 or $40 on iTunes, and I put it onto my phone and I listen. I'm very happy.
So you can down. So you
almost to the point where I don't feel like I deserve it because we're such a piece of shit species. The human species is we hunted the dodo into extinction and yet we're allowed Spotify. It doesn't seem fair.
Is this what you talked to Alan about?
Oh yeah, that we don't deserve anything. Yeah,
the dodo.
Getting all right up.
Did you? I'm going to actually talk about the new dodo bird app that I have. About how we killed it, why we killed it, and in the game you get to kill the last dodo bird.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'll tell you who should be angry. The dodo.
The dodo. Listen, first of all, if you went
down... Don't go there.
If you take...
See,
that's kind of his thing. I like
it.
It
is. It is. Funny it's jokes.
It's his character.
Once you know it's Joe's thing, you love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah. Dodo, don't go there.
But
yeah.
People are missing out because
that
you
was terrific.
Physically, you deliver the joke as well because you're set up and you're pointed into the sky.
And you do, this
George
all
Costanza.
Without a chin.
I think his chin, he just swallowed it. It's in his neck. I think that's...
How did it fit in his mouth?
Jesus.
That was a threefer.
Can you do a
that
Bobby's on fire?
That was a threefer. For
oh, that was good, too. Listen, I missed it. It's hitting me now.
Here, listen, so here's the thing with the first problem you have, the MacBook. You can go right now tonight, take your computer, as Gary Gulman. You have to learn how to use your fame. Okay, Gary, you're recognizable. People know you. There is somebody at the Mac store on 59th Street and 5th that will know who you are late at night. Go there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Walk around and do stuff subtly that you did on TV, like maybe faces,
oh, you're
eyebrows,
funny. Oh, you're funny.
Something. Okay, until somebody goes, "Are you?" and they go, "Yeah," and then grab that person's hand and shake it like a fucking senator.
Yeah.
Okay, up for re-election.
You know, I play at the Comedy Cellar. I could get you.
No, you do this. I'm fucked. They lied to me. You say they.
Yeah,
you call them they.
Wow.
Lied to me.
Brilliant.
And you know, they said I could have this and I don't have it. And now it's been a month, but I didn't know. They said I could get it. They didn't tell me. And then they're going to give it to you for free.
Wow.
Okay, you'll get it. They'll bring it in the back. They'll hook it up and you'll get it. Okay? Do that. Because there's a lot of fans of this podcast at the Mac store.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that know who you are and comedy fans work. Where do comedy fans work?
Mac store.
Late at night. 24 hours.
The Mac store.
I had to think about it.
Of course. It's okay. Been there all along.
Second of all, I am with you on Spotify. I've just started using it. It's a little... I use the free version. I'm gonna actually...
Oh.
I'm going to get it. Because of what you said, I'm going to do the $9.99 a month.
It's so worth it. It's already paid for itself.
So you can make it. You can make a set list with it.
Yeah.
You can make a playlist.
Playlist.
And then
and I just... it was great. The Bruce Springsteen 1975 to 1985 live.
Oh,
album.
That's my favorite.
Oh,
Desert
my
Island.
God.
Yeah.
But
oh,
do you
great.
Get to keep
this
the
land
songs?
Is your land.
Yeah.
Forever? So you put them on your,
it's,
on your
it's
iPod?
Like, it's, yeah, it's like iTunes. It's not been a problem at all. It sounds too good to be true.
How about the version of Growing Up on that one, huh? It breaks it down.
Oh, my God.
Anyways,
big Springsteen.
So we're going to move on from Gary's Tech Talk
with Bobby and Friends
to my Tech Talk, which is these guys sent this to me. Actually, Greg Hirschhorn at Blue Wolf Communications. These guys are, you know, promotional guys, whatever. I think they're fans of the show or, you know, my manager hooked it up. Somebody hooked it up, but these guys are fucking... I mean, awesome. They sent over, it's called a power bag. And everybody has a bag, whether a backpack, computer bag, or messenger bag. And they sell all the shit to actually charge your iPads and your iPhones and you keep them on, blah, blah, blah. Now, they made a bag with a battery built into it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, and it has up to 4 ports. So, you Bluetooth, headsets, your iPhone, your Android phone, your iPad, it has a battery inside, and what you do, there's a little plug on the side of the bag. You plug it in at night when you go home, and then you put all your stuff in the bag, and as you're going through the day, your phone runs out of juice, you hit a button on the bag, and it lights up. Boom, boom, boom. Three lights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you plug your phone in, and it charges your phone. It can charge up to four devices at once in your bag. And then all you do is you have to plug the bag back in, and it charges that battery back up. And you can change the batteries out and get a more powerful battery if you wanted.
Oh, that little component so it'll hold it there like really neatly.
And I didn't think we deserved Spotify. Yeah. The same species that hunted the Australian bandicoot as well as the dodo bird into extinction can walk around with a power station on their back. That's not fair.
Every power bag
is alive and well.
Power bag has a built-in battery charger system with pre-routed power cables, powerful enough to charge the average smartphone up to four times. So you're not just charging it once. You can charge your phone up to four times. Wow. So you can go all day. You can charge somebody else's phone.
How much does this magic box cost?
Well, here's the deal. It costs the power bag.
I would pay $200 for it.
I would pay $200 for this bag, too. And I've paid $200 for bags. And there's several different types of bags.
Yeah.
There is one for $250, but they have one at $140.
Wow.
So there's different things, but this is the best part. You can get it on Amazon.com. So here's the synergy.
Wow.
Go get the bag.
Go to...
Sometimes I would say...
Go to Riotcast.com.
You know what, Bob? You're being kind of a shill.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're doing people a service.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
I think the $200 bag, though, was the airport one.
Oh, God, we're sellouts.
I know.
Go to Riotcast.com, you can buy this bag off our Amazon thing is all I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to get it, you might as well get it off Amazon.
Yeah, we're not Krusty the Clown.
Here's the thing that I love about Amazon, though, is that... It's almost like you're creating Christmas whenever you want it. You can order this stuff. You buy it, forget it, and it just shows up.
By the way, what was better as a kid than getting something in the mail? Oh my God.
Yeah, but something in the mail,
you can do it all you want.
That's a package.
Oh, a package with a little heft to it.
Oh.
And it doesn't take 4 to 6 weeks to arrive.
No, it takes days.
Everything took 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 business days, which is not Saturday and Sunday. That's Monday through Friday.
Wow.
That means if you ordered on fucking Tuesday and it takes 4 to 6 business days, that sixth day, you're fucked. That's coming Tuesday.
Now, I with full disclosure, I have to admit this is...
You're gay?
Okay.
Oh, man.
This will be a bit, but...
Yes.
Do you remember ordering books... from Scholastic Book Club.
Yes.
And how long they
took. The book truck?
Nice. Oh, my God.
You had to go order from the book truck and you didn't get it that day?
Yes.
They had, like, mock books.
Yeah, the bookmobile.
Yeah, the bookmobile. And then you ordered it, and then the end of the year, in second grade, you got your books.
Yeah. And you would order it in September. They would deliver it senior year of high school.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't want a pop-up book now. Of Manhattan.
I don't want the Garfield height chart right now.
Yeah, I get Curious George. He fucked up. And the engine made it up the top because he could.
Yeah.
And there was no monster at the end of the book.
That was the first book I ever read. That was
my first
Grover
book, too.
Sesame Street. No way.
I have it still.
That's why where I got
I
my
have
affinity
it.
For mysteries.
I love...
Seriously, it was a mystery.
It was a four-page mystery, but it was.
It was not 4 pages. It was like 16 pages.
It was
the first book I ever read.
I have it.
It was a golden book, but it was a Sesame Street variety. The monster at the end of this book starring Grover.
My favorite book of all times.
Still my favorite book of all time.
I have it at the house. My favorite book of all times. It used to scare me.
I was about to stop
well, because
that ball.
You because Grover was such a lovely sweetheart
yes.
that you didn't want to disappoint him, but you wanted to read on.
Yeah, you did. You didn't want him to get hurt, but you, hey, if it's going to happen, let's get it over with.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, this bag, power bag.
Is it a spoiler alert if we, should I spoil the monster at the end of this book?
No, I think you shouldn't.
All right,
I think it's a spoiler. All right, just say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
Wait,
If you're waiting to read monster at the end of this book.
If you're going to do count to five after you say spoiler alert.
Because I'm going to give away who the monster was at the end of the book.
Spoiler alert. One, two, three. Four, five. Okay, go ahead.
It was Grover.
Yeah.
I mean, that was also my introduction to irony. I mean, it's a funny joke when you think about it. It's brilliantly written.
Yeah, brilliant, Brooke.
Write in if Monster at the End of This Book meant anything to you, or if it was the first book you ever read, which it was Robert and I knew there was something that I just loved about you.
I love you.
And isn't
you.
It ironic that later, 40-something years later,
yes.
but I look 38,
yeah.
I would suggest to you that we have an Ernie and Bert, also Sesame Street characters,
right.
Non-sexual but gay relationship.
Who would Joe be if he was a Muppet?
Harry.
Can I be Kermit? Kermit. Like a leader.
Yeah, you do have a Kermit neck.
Yeah, you do have a Kermit neck.
Kind of a little bit bossy.
You have the
like
muscular definition of Kermit.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Really quick, this power bag, I just want to get back to this real quick.
I'll do you to request this Kermit.
This power bag complies with TSA regulations, so you're going to have no issues at security. The one thing that this bag does look like, because it has a battery with wires coming out of it all over the bag, so if it was scanned at the airport, it does look like you're fucking about to blow the plane up. But here's the deal. It's supposedly complies with TSA. When they write complies with TSA regulations, you know, it's like, okay, they followed the rules, but the black girl that just got hired is going to see a bomb, and she's going to be like, "Mother, you know, you're going to get scanned." So you're probably going to wind up in a little trouble with this, even though they say it is. I've had bags that were TSA, but then look at TSA, and they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. So
and she is going to be black, even if it's in Iowa.
No, in Iowa they don't.
No, that's true.
It's really regulated white people.
Yeah,
it's
honky.
I'd rather deal with a black girl that is on a cell phone. Texting. What happened? Did a bomb? What is your bag? All right, go ahead.
She's texting.
All right, so there you go. Power bag. Unfucking believable.
I ain't texting. I'm tweeting.
I had a look at those bags, and there's heaps of them. There's heaps of different kinds of them. And there's like special.
You
like
need a fucking power bag.
I need a. Oh my God.
We need. You go, guys.
Come on.
Yeah, you guys. You guys listen to the show. Send some goddamn power bags over.
By the way, you need that power bag in an airport because there's only like 6 outlets in the entire terminal.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Because I have the airport ones. I have ones like with the handles and on the wheel. So there's special airport ones.
On the set of Bronx Warrants, I had my power bag, you know, because we were out on location. I had it with me. I was charging like 5 people's phones.
Wow. So it's a way to meet people too.
That's a fucking way to meet people.
I need a bag.
On the set of a pilot. It got me a job.
Kelly, you have 2 power bags on your chest.
Oh,
on that note, we're the fuck out of here. I want to thank Joe List, The Truth. Thanks for coming in, dude, once again. Yeah.
Can I plug? Because I got a door deal show.
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's about. Don't get nervous. I'm not going to.
I thought it was going long. And I thought you had to be like,
don't break out in hives, Joe.
We had a door deal show in my life.
We've gotten shit for going too long, too. By the way, the show goes too long.
Yeah, so listen to it in parts.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
This is the deal. I appreciate your emails. I appreciate your critiques because you give a shit and you try. But here's the deal.
Shut your mouth. No.
Here's the deal.
Shut up. Listen.
Here's the deal. This show.
Stupid.
This show is evolving into what it is. It might go into something else. It started here and now it's here. I like it. I love the people that are on it. And I love where it's going. We're going to work out the kinks as we go, but it is what it is. And if you don't like the show anymore because of people or things or the way it's run, I get it. Move the fuck on. Love you. God bless you. But go do your thing. I get it. But this show is what it is. All right?
Robert, I blocked my first person because on Thursday I got my hair cut because I was having like a really shitty day. Because I got a lot of...
Because of the haircut?
No.
We all lit up. We all jumped on the microphone.
My hair looks great. You guys can all suck my dick because I look amazing, okay? Yeah. So fuck you,
you look. Your haircut's so nice. Janine Garofalo would fuck you.
How good is it, Barbie? No. I was like, because I just had a lot of... For some reason, I just got all these people being fucking cunts. Like, and they just being fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And like, and I had to do something. And I even messaged fucking Soda. I was like, dude, I cannot. And he was good. I didn't want to bother you on your fucking holiday.
Good.
And I went and got my hair did. I went and got my hair did. Cause
don't ever get mad and get your hair cut again. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Really?
I want you to call me.
You guys are. You're a bunch of fucking.
Listen to me.
I'm sitting at the cafeteria table in high school and you're all being like.
I'll tell you what I feel bad about.
Bully.
The same coffee that you bought me has caused me to roll my eyes at everything you've said this entire fucking podcast. I'm so irritable.
You're
bugging me.
Here's the deal. Kelly, your hair looks like you were raped and they cut your hair in the process.
Gary, how can I be bugging you when I'm bringing you so much laughter? Come on, man.
I know.
You're laughing so much. You know, I am giving that
Joe.
You.
I know. Joe. Yes. I know. Joe, Gary. Her hair looks like the little girl from Game of Thrones when they had to make her a boy so she didn't get killed.
I don't know Game of Thrones, but I love it.
No, you're just following.
I'm laughing at the rhythm.
You're fucking
following. I started this. What do you mean I'm following? See, that's what you do at some point in every show.
What?
I started this. This is my gag. The hair. I
need. No, but the games. The I'm talking about the Games of Thrones reference. You fucking nincompoop.
Kelly, you know what? You're so beautiful. You could be bald, and you'd still be sexy.
All right.
How's that?
That makes you want to fucking
you did make
throw
a,
up in your
you
mouth.
Did make a cameo, you did make a cameo in my jerk session this afternoon.
What? What?
Yeah.
I made a cameo.
You, really?
She popped in.
She popped in.
You jerked off to Kelly?
What?
She popped in. She made a cameo.
What is, so you're jerking off. She pops in. She went, hey, mate. And then you fucking stopped thinking about her.
I fucking went into the wank bank.
No, she wouldn't go home.
Show Gary a tit.
No.
Stop.
Can I tell you? I'm talking to Joe. I fucking. Bobby, I put out. I had.
You put out?
On Saturday night.
You fucked somebody at my house.
No.
You shit in my bed.
No.
You fucking.
No, on Saturday night, a comic.
Yeah.
I was upset. Uh-huh. A comic asked if I would blow him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Was it a big comic?
Nah. There's no one you guys would know.
So it wouldn't like, do anything with your
And I went home and I didn't do anything, but that's what I put in the wank bank the next day.
So you wanted to blow him?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Kelly.
Why?
You bring this shit up now? I'm trying. It's 2 hours in. I'm fucking struggling to keep the show fucking going on course, and you bring up that you wanted to
Joe's
suck a guy's cock.
Plug his door deal at the 30-seater.
I'm trying to destroy Joe.
Joe's trying to bring... Joe has a bringer show at the stand on a fucking Sunday.
Yes! I'm applauding it! Oh, because I'm clapping.
The door deal.
He doesn't even, he has a door deal. He wants people to show up because he needs 5 friends to come.
But if they give the promo code Joeless Comedy, then they can get in cheaper.
They have actually DiPaolo's headshot out front. All right, here we go. Listen.
Yeah, but there you go. But I didn't do it because I'm like.
Do you have headphones in your hair?
I get it because the things on my headphones are red.
This fucking Christy McNichol haircut she's got bugging me. All right, here we go.
Anyway,
all right, so listen.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't suck his cock, but
no.
You wanted to.
Well, I wanted to, but I just knew it'd be like a fucking waste of my time. So
I really want to get shredded. I want to get back. Like, I want to get abs again. Just shredded. And, like, I hope the show goes. I already talked to the writer. I could lose the weight. He's like, I'll just write it in, no
That's
problem.
Great.
So I'm cool with that. You know, the first episode I had to be fat in, the pilot, it was all about me being fat and trying to get my wife pregnant. So I had to keep the weight on for that show because there's scenes of me just eating in the which are hilarious.
How long has the show been planned for?
It was
Kelly just left the room.
I knew about the. Did you understand how funny what Joe just said is?
It was really good.
I've been fat for a long time. It's like, dude, how long was the show planned for? Years.
It was really good.
It's a great joke, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
So here's the deal. It was I knew about it for a long, like probably 5 months. I knew about the script, and then the script went to revisions and blah blah blah. So not to say I lost 20 pounds to do the show because I needed to be a little lighter than I was because I was a mess, but I was still fat on the show. I had to be. Anyways,
so you want
to
get shredded?
I want to get shredded, and
so
then
you
I want to.
Joe?
I want to give fucking. I'm gonna make. I want Kelly to want to fuck me.
Nah.
And then I'm going to deny her and get fat again.
Oh.
That's what I want to do. I want her to be like, I want that one night where I'm just sitting here with my shirt off because it's hot.
It's hot in here.
And Kelly's a little fat again, so she's the self-esteem's a little fucked up. But I like her fat, so she knows that. So, and it's like she's wearing a little thing. And then all of a sudden, like she leans over and one of her titties come out. And we kind of bump into each other. We like really close, and I'm about to fucking just. And we're right there, and she reaches down, and my shit's filled up. And then she takes it out, and I fucking
You've
just
about.
About just about to, she takes out the, so and she grabs the top, but she grabs it like backwards over the top and starts pulling, and we're about to make out, and I grab her hand and I pull up the back of her skirt because she's got a skirt on, and I grab her inside
what is she
wearing
of her, for
underwear? She's wearing tights, just black tights, no underwear. So I grab her ass and I fucking grab one of her pussy lips with my finger.
Oh my God.
So she feels it, and I'm just like, and she's like, and I go, it's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You wank to denial?
It's not going to happen.
Holy shit. Did I deny you in your little wank bank fantasy?
No.
What did I do? What
it's not going to happen. And that's the end of the fucking show. That's not going to happen. And then she goes, and then the next show, she's just quiet. She doesn't say a word. And Joe just is smashing her. Why is it making you feel uncomfortable, Kel? Believe me, I want nothing to do with you. I think of you, your asshole, your bloody ass. It makes me puke.
Oh, God. Well, I think about that. I had forgotten all about the
anal fissures.
Yeah,
I mean, she has a
fissure king.
Yeah. She's got to follow me.
God bless you. I love you, Kelly, though. Like a daughter.
Yeah.
Like a daughter I want to blow me.
Like a fucking daughter.
I want a daughter that jerks me off.
Like a fucking daughter.
It's like the red tape.
We should have done our promos about 10 minutes ago.
All right, let's go. Do
them. Wait,
Joe's got a promo. Oh. Where are you performing? Where is the...
Joe was really quiet.
Where is the show you have to set up?
Big show.
How many
tickets?
He has to set up like an AA meeting before his shows.
Make coffee. All
right.
All right, it's at the stand.
Are you working from a podium?
oh, shit, I keep losing it. September 28th at the Spot, it's called, in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
I know that spot.
Do you know it?
No. I've never heard of it.
It's called the Spot. I think it's the Spot.
All right, listen, man.
The Spot.
You cocksuckers.
Providence, Rhode Island.
I got a lot of fans out there, guys. So go support Joe. You're really
He's so funny.
One of the funniest motherfuckers I know.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
Hilarious. On the show, funny. But stand-up crazy.
And also his album's really good on iTunes.
Let's not get carried away. Live, he's fun. No, I'm kidding. Get his album. What's your album called?
It's called So Far No Good, and it's available. Can I plug that too?
Please.
Right now, until the end of the year, if you go to Rooftop Comedy, I'll send it a link on Twitter and Facebook, but if you can type in Joe List Comedy CD as a code, you get, I think, 20% off. And they'll mail you the physical copy and give you a free download instantly.
Okay.
But more important than that, September 28th, the Spot in Providence.
Do yourself a favor. If you want to see, if you support live comedy, you want to see a funny motherfucker, go and see Joe. If you live in Rhode Island, if you live in Connecticut, near Rhode Island, go buy the tickets. Don't wait. Go get the tickets now. Order them offline. Go to Joe's website, right?
Comedian Joe List.
And get the tickets and support them. The one thing you can do to us that helps is go to our shows and be there. If you guys are there, we get to fucking keep doing comedy. You guys are awesome. I want to thank all the people in Boston, that in Rhode Island, and in Chicopee that came out and saw me. All my fans that have seen me fucking 8 times have been to every one of my shows, saw me back in the day. You guys are awesome. I want to thank you. Gary, what are you going to promote?
September 21st, I'm going to be at that place that you and I performed at last summer called the Bridge Street Live in Collinswood, Connecticut.
By yourself?
Yeah, just by myself.
What happened to me?
I don't know. They just felt that I was better off without you. No.
Solo?
No, I just
they said it was never going to happen.
I thought that you were doing your own night there.
Wow.
Is this going to be another spa moment?
Where are you going, Joe?
Were we supposed to do it together?
I don't know. I know that you brought me the gig.
Yeah.
And you brought us the same gig, and you went back by yourself without me. And the business strikes again.
Oh, really?
I don't give a fuck.
All right, so that's September 21st. And then my album, No Can Defend,
is on
iTunes, and it reached number 4 recently.
Listen to me. I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to support you.
Oh.
I haven't listened to it. I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard nothing but fucking crazy, like amazing, like Gary Gulman stepped it up.
Oh, wow.
Really, like, wow, what a fucking album.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean, yeah, nothing but crazy, crazy reviews from other comics. And, like, comics that don't want, you know, They're like, fucking Gary's new album is fucking, like, wow, he's gotten so much funnier. And you're already funny, dude, but you've hit another level, which is great.
Thanks.
So good for you, man. I'm going to buy it.
Thank you.
Phil, what do you got besides messy, neat hair?
Let's just do philprovencio.com because that's where all the wonderful photos go up of the podcast.
Great Love photos.
Unbelievable photos.
Good to be back.
Great
Good
photos.
To be back. Good to
Hope
have
you like
back.
The shirts.
So dude, he gave us these shirts.
Are for the guests to give to.
I love these shirts. We have. Can I give one to a fan?
Of course.
Do whatever. We're going to give one of these to a fan. You sent
it's
something.
Nice cotton, too. Oh, my fucking, God. It's not that burlap cotton from the 80s concerts.
It's a good. I think it's like the American Apparel shirts or one of the nice ones. So it's actually a
good
shirt.
Gee whiz, Phil.
Here's the deal. We have, you know what, dude, shirts on the website that we sell. You go to riotcast.com, merch, hit the merch button. You can get coffee mugs, t-shirts, posters. We have all kinds of great shit. But this shirt right here is exclusive. We're going to give one of these away to a fan. So if you want one of these shirts, I'm going to say email Kelly. No, fuck that. Mm. Send us your fucking thing at 976. What is it? Send us your thing. Send us why you want it. And
676 A 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036.
I think there should be a you know what, dude, trivia contest that they have to win.
I was thinking that too.
Like, all
right,
what's
to show that they're real
right
dedicated.
Now. Right now.
Kelly's bra size. No, I don't know. Bobby's bra size.
That's changed. They've both changed 9 times since you've known us.
Who were the guests the last time I was on?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need you to mail us that.
The only
you
thing is, though, isn't that easy to look up, though?
Yeah, we need something that's like, if they really
more,
listened.
Okay.
Like, okay, who was the comic that was taking a shit in the episode with Luis Gomez and Nate Bargatze? Okay, we discussed.
Still look upable.
We did, no, but if you listen to the episode.
Look upable?
No, but they've got to listen. They've got to go back a lot and listen. But there's two comics in the story that they talk about. Two comics mentioned. One of them was taking a shit and one of them had their dick out. Who are those two comics that they mentioned during the episode with Lewis and Nate? And there is two episodes with Lewis and Nate, so they don't know which one it is. And if you're a real fan, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm
yes,
not
Bobby?
A real fan.
What?
You know the answer to the question?
I don't want to do the trivia. I want to do...
what?
I want to do this.
That was
whoever...
Awesome. What I come up with?
Here's the deal. Whoever sends us a photo of what you bought off of
how about a
Amazon.com, what'd you say?
How about a sketch of what they think 5 o'clock Shadow Phil looks like? The best sketch will get a shirt.
How about we just
a little sketchy?
How about we all get our dicks out and just fucking do a circle jerk in the sun?
If you had a dick, I'd be so happy.
I'm never in any of the photos. I thought that would be.
What'd you say?
Because I'm always a photographer. It's always this, you know, never in any photos.
Okay, all right. That you know what? Because you made these shirts.
Yeah.
And because these are your babies, and I love these shirts.
Wasn't really looking for such a sympathy, but
right. There you go. No, it's not sympathy. We're going to give it to you. Whoever draws a drawing, what's wrong with you? What?
It's going to be funny. Whoever cut Kelly's hair.
Yeah, can we do that? Wait. Whoever could draw what Kelly's hair is. Whoever draws.
A bunch of pictures of Edward Scissorhands coming in.
Who's responsible for the 12 minutes of comedy that happened on this particular episode?
Whoever cut. I don't know how you can cut the back of somebody's hair just underneath where. And leave a mullet that sticks out an inch.
I look amazing.
You look like you have a wig.
Suck my dick.
You look like
I
you bought
it. To wear
not
it.
Not a woman's wig, a toupee.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, you look like
moop.
Fuck you.
You look like you got your hair at Ricky's.
Oh, man.
Ricky's New York City.
Oh, my shit.
Ooh, boy.
All right, listen, whoever...
Boy, we really picked it up on the back half.
Listen to me. You
can we cut out the first half and just keep going?
You, all right, so what you want to draw Phil's, whoever draws.
No, the hair is much.
Whoever draws, what Phil looks like and it's accurate, it's the most accurate, will win the shirt.
That's fair.
I was thinking we get them to buy stuff off of Amazon and show the photo.
That too? We got a few shirts. Why not?
I don't want to give out all the shirts. We're giving them to guests.
We wanted to buy shit from Amazon.
Travel to the Amazon.
We can get more
draw
a picture.
Anytime,
one
so
guy bought $400 worth of microphone stuff from the Amazon thing.
Yeah, see, this, yeah, whoever spends the most money on the fucking Amazon and has the receipt, and we know it's from you, from us, you're going to get a shirt.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can send a picture in of Phil if you want. We like getting gifts.
Yeah, send in Phil too. If you whoever sends in the closest picture to Phil, and we're going to give away two shirts and the Amazon thing.
All right.
All right. God bless you guys. This has been we did this podcast, just to let you know, at night.
Yeah,
after
our sets. It's midnight right now.
Yeah, and
I have to get up at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning and go wait tables.
Hey, did you get the headphones that were on the table? I left those for you.
No.
I bought you headphones.
Did you?
Yeah, they're on the table.
Oh, no. I didn't touch any of your stuff. I didn't want to go through any of your things.
Yeah, except you fucking bought me shit pictures.
Should have left you. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to leave a massive turd in the toilet and just leave it there. So when you came home, the house would have stank and it would have been left there. But I just didn't know if you were going to get the joke. Gary, what? Gary, what is it? You're over there. Have a little giggle to yourself. What is it, mate?
This is the same woman who made a cameo, now assuring herself that she will never be a recurring character in my jerk-off fantasies. Because now all I can think about is you leaving a giant turd in
Don't
Robert
forget,
Kelly's
turd. It's
turlet.
Bloody because her asshole.
Ah! Wow, you just wrote yourself out of the script, you dummy.
Oh, you dummy. Thank you for letting me. No, I don't know.
You got on
one. I can't believe I made it into a wank.
You got on one episode.
I can't believe you admitted it.
All right, this show is officially done.
I didn't get any promos.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kelly.
I didn't have any.
Do you have nothing?
I've got fucking shitty shows coming up.
Then why did you start like a typical woman?
Hey, listen, I run a
just
show.
Just a woman.
A woman.
That's such a woman thing to do.
What?
I didn't get any paintings. All right, go ahead, Kelly. Sorry.
Just a human being
I don't have anything.
I was making a joke.
All right, go ahead. You're tired. You're fucking tired.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah, what?
You're tired.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Because
I get up at 5:30 in the morning and fucking wait tables and then go straight to fucking open mics and shit.
Yeah, let's go.
Anyway, here you go. Let's go.
We're done. Do you have anything?
Nah, I got nothing. Just
you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's your Twitter?
Kelly Fastuca, right? Kelly Fastuca.
And don't fucking leave her fucking... Leave her alone. She works hard for this podcast. All right? She loves this podcast and she loves the fans and she loves being here. All right? Not everybody can be funny all the time.
God, you've been hanging out with Joe List too much.
I love you, Kel.
All right.
You
know what, dude? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.